Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Truly, we thank God for another privilege and opportunity to be in the house of the Lord one more time, thanking Him for His goodness to us, thanking Him for seeing all the saints today. How God has blessed us throughout this past week. How He's blessing us today, amen? He's been good to us. And yes, He is. Good to see Sister Holmes, Brother Mann, Sister Carol, Sister Regina, Brother Jackson's, all of our family of God. We just thank God that we're here. And so how good He has been to us. He's been good to us down through the years. And we thank God for those who are listening in and trusting that the service today will always be to God's glory and to God's honor. Let us look to the Lord before we begin our service. We want to thank Him for blessing us, being with us, and keeping us in this day and time in which we live. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, truly we look to Thee once again. We want to thank You for Your manifold blessings that Thou hast bestowed upon Your people this day. We thank You, dear Heavenly Father, for being so good to us, dear Lord. Thank You from the depths of our heart for all that You have done for us, all that Thou art doing and going to do on our behalf. We thank You, Lord God, that You've allowed us one more time to gather in the house of the Lord. Father, we don't take this for granted because we just want to thank You and praise You this morning for all that You have done for us. Thank You, Lord God, for a beautiful day, dear Heavenly Father, that You have made. And let us rejoice and be glad in it, dear Father. Thank You for the saints of God, dear Father, who are here this morning in the house of the Lord. We thank You for our dear sister Holmes, dear Heavenly Father, and ask Your continued blessings be upon her, dear Father. Thank You, Lord God, for the health and strength and well-being You afford her each and every day. As Sister was saying on downstairs, Lord God, we thank You, Lord, even for the strength that we could hear in her voice on Wednesday night at the Bible study, Lord God, and how she was there, Lord God, even helping to pronounce words, dear Heavenly Father, and how she was strong, dear Heavenly Father, Lord God, and has stayed strong in her faith, dear Father, and her dedicated life to You, dear Lord. We thank You for that. Thank You for the example, Lord God, that You have allowed us to be around, dear Heavenly Father, all these years through Sister Holmes, dear Heavenly Father. And Father, she's such an inspiration to us, Lord God, and we thank You for and ask that You would continue to look down upon her with favor and bless her in her body, spirit, mind, and soul. Thank You for allowing her to be out this morning, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, she gives You praise and glory when she's able to be out, dear Father, especially when the weather, Lord God, is not raining, dear Lord. We're not saying that we don't want rain, Lord God, but when it's not raining, she's able to get out just a little easier, dear Father. And for this, we want to thank You, Lord God. Father, we thank You, Lord God, likewise for Sister Carol, dear Father, being here, dear Father. Thank You for all that You've done for this dear sister and all that Thou art doing and going to do. Father, You know her request, dear Heavenly Father, on our heart is for her loved ones to be saved, dear Heavenly Father. Her grands, Lord God, her great-grands, Lord, her nieces, her nephews, Lord God, her brother and her sister-in-law, dear Father. Lord, she lifted them up to You, dear Heavenly Father, Lord God, and asked, dear Father, that You would save their souls, dear Lord. Father, we're looking to You, dear Father, knowing You're able, dear Father. There's nothing too hard for You, dear Lord. And so we ask in the name of Jesus, on behalf of Sister Carol, dear Father, that You would remember her family members in a special way, dear Father. Likewise, remembering Sister Regina, we thank You for her and her presence here this morning, dear Father. Ask Your blessings upon this dear sister. Thank You, Lord, for her sweet spirit. Thank You, Lord, for her helping spirit, Lord God. Thank You, Lord God, for how, Lord God, You have been so good to her. You have blessed her, dear Lord, down through the years, dear Heavenly Father. Thank You, Lord God, these last few years, Lord, we know that she has gone through a lot of things, dear Heavenly Father, but You brought her through, dear Lord, and we thank You for that, especially in her eyes, dear Heavenly Father, when we look over out and see her, Lord God, being able to read just a little bit more, dear Heavenly Father, being able to see the Word and her new Bible, dear Father. We thank You for that and ask that You would continue to look down upon Sister Regina. Remember in her home, dear Heavenly Father, her home community, Lord God, she oftentimes comes and brings requests for them. We just ask that You remember her there and keep her safe, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that You would remember Brother Mann. We thank You this morning for him. Thank You, Lord, for his presence being here, dear Father. Thank You, Lord God, for how You have been so good to Brother Mann down through the years, dear Father. Blessing him, dear Heavenly Father. Father, as he continues to run this race that thou hast set before him. Remember him in his home. Remember him in his neighborhood, dear Heavenly Father. Remember his family members that are out of the ark of safety, especially his children, Lord God, and his grands, dear Father. Oh, Father, we just want to thank you and praise you on behalf of all of our older saints. We love them, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, for how you have preserved them, Lord God, and how you're keeping them, Lord God. Father, we ask this morning that you would likewise remember those we don't see that may be still on their way. A special prayer upon Sister Lillian, dear Father. We thank you for this dear sister and ask that you would bless her, dear Father. Be with her, Lord God. Keep her safe, Lord God, as she's journeying in, dear Father, over the highways, dear Father, this morning. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless her in her home, dear Father. Thank you, Lord God, for the protection you have given to her, dear Lord, while she's there, dear Heavenly Father. Asking you, Lord God, to bless her in her body, spirit, mind, and soul. Bless her in her studies, dear Father. Thank you, Lord God, even on last Lord's Day, Lord, when she was asked to pray, Lord God, we thank you, dear Father, for the prayer that she gave up, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for the wisdom and knowledge. She's quiet, dear Heavenly Father, but we thank you for this dear sister and ask your continued blessings be upon her, Lord God. Give her the desires of her heart, dear Heavenly Father. Bless her, Lord God, financially, dear Father, with all the things that she stands in need of, dear Father. And I know Sister Lillian will give you the praise and she'll give you the glory and the honor, dear Father. Father, we ask this day that you would likewise remember Sister Maria. We don't see her yet. Sister Kiva, Lord God. These are normally ones, Lord God, who are coming on their way. Brother Tony, Lord God, we just ask that you would bless and keep them, dear Heavenly Father, as they journey in, dear Father, from afar and near, Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, likewise, that you remember Brother DeAndre, dear Father. Oh, Lord, we've been praying, dear Heavenly Father, and we thank you, Lord God, that you've opened up a way, dear Father. He'll be able to be in the house of the Lord on Sundays, dear Father. Oh, we don't want to give away his testimony, Lord God. He's not able to be here today, but Father, we just ask, dear Father, that you would bless him, dear Lord. We thank you for the prayers of the righteous, dear Father, how they've been lifting them up to you, dear Heavenly Father, and you've opened a door of opportunity, a door, a way, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we know there's nothing too hard for you, Lord God, and so we stand on your promises this morning. We know, Lord God, likewise, even for little Liam, dear Father, we know you're able, dear Father. You made little Liam, dear Father. You told us we are fearfully and wonderfully made, dear Father. Mankind can't tell us anything that you don't already know, dear Heavenly Father. You know why, Lord God, that right now at this age, he's not talking, dear Father, but you're able, Lord God, to make him talk, dear Heavenly Father. If you're able, Lord God, to have a mule talk to a man, we know you're able, Lord God, to touch a young child, that they're able to utter words, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we haven't given up hope, dear Father, on you, dear Lord. We haven't given our hope, dear Heavenly Father, into this world, but we are still trusting in Jesus, Lord God, the author and finisher of our faith, who is able to do all things this morning. Father, we ask in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would likewise remember Sister Smith. We thank you for her. Thank you, Lord God, for her being here, dear Father. Thank you for how you've strengthened her in her body, dear Father. Thank you, Lord God, for how you have been with her through this time, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, when they released her from the hospital, Sister Smith's been running ever since, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for the rest you're giving her in her body, dear Father. Continue to strengthen her, build her up, dear Heavenly Father, where she may be torn down. Strengthen her where she may be weakened and give her the victory over the enemy. Of her soul, dear Father. Oh, Lord, you allowed her to turn 70, dear Heavenly Father, but you didn't break her down when she turned 70. Praise you have given her a new spirit within you, Lord God. Help her to run, dear Heavenly Father, this race that you have set before, looking unto thee, the author and the finisher of her faith. Yes. Father, we thank you for this dear sister and ask your continued blessings upon her, dear Father. Likewise, we ask that you remember Sister Lawrence, who's downstairs with our children. We thank you for her and ask your blessings upon her, dear Father. Thank you for what you brought through this past week, dear Heavenly Father, and we thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done and going to do on her behalf. Father, we ask, oh Lord, likewise, that you remember our children, dear Father. Thank you, Lord God, as they're growing, Lord God. We're seeing them grow up right before our eyes, dear Father. Two of, dear Father, so far this year, Lord God, have turned 15 years old, dear Father. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. When we look at them, dear Father, they were little men, dear Heavenly Father. Now they're standing taller or as tall as we are, dear Heavenly Father. Father, oh my God in heaven, we thank you for Matthew. Thank you for Brother Javier. Thank you for London. Thank you, Lord God, for little Olivia, dear Father, and little Grant, dear Father. Oh, we thank you for Haley and Jasmine, Lord God. Not forgetting even Hannah, dear Father. We thank you for her, although we haven't seen her in a while. We thank you, Lord, for little Lily and Gabby, dear Father, and also Sister Miss Betty's little grandchildren, dear Father. We haven't seen them in a while, but we still thank you and praise you on their behalf and ask that you would bless. Oh, Father, you've been so good to us, and we can't thank you enough for all your goodness down through the years, throughout this day. Father, remember all those who are listening in on Radio Land, dear Father. We ask that you would bless them and be with them, dear Heavenly Father. Yes. Special prayer, special blessing upon Sister Sandy and her household, dear Father. Continue to look in upon this dear sister, Lord God. Continue to strengthen her body, spirit, mind, and soul, dear Heavenly Father. Help her, Lord, to be able to step out in faith, to be able to come out to the house of the Lord. Yes. Likewise, remembering, dear Father, Brother Monty, Lord God, we pray for him and his family, dear Heavenly Father. We too, Lord God, are looking to see him, dear Heavenly Father, to be in the house of the Lord. Father, we ask that you remember Brother Bill down in Atlanta, dear Father. Thank you for our dear brother, dear Father. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done for this dear brother, and ask that you would continue to look in upon him with favor, Lord God. Likewise, we ask that you remember Sister Ruth, dear Father, in a special way, Lord God. We know she has some upcoming surgeries, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that she's looking to you, Lord God, to bring her through, dear Heavenly Father. Looking to you to comfort her, dear Heavenly Father. Looking to you, dear Father, to be the surgeon, Lord God, in the room, dear Father. So we just ask that you would bless and be with her, dear Heavenly Father. Keep her encouraged to run this race. Help her, Lord God, not to look to the left or to the right, dear Heavenly Father, but help her to look to straight on or look up to Jesus, dear Heavenly Father. Help her to know to keep her eye on the sparrow, dear Heavenly Father. Help her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to settle it once and for all, live or die, I am the Lord. Father, we just want to thank you this morning and praise you, Lord God, for all who are listening in, remembering Sister Ferris Day in a special way, Lord God, knowing, dear Father, that she, dear Heavenly Father, still looking for employment, dear Father, but we know you're able, dear Father. There's nothing too hard for you, Lord God, to bless her with a job, dear Heavenly Father. So we ask that you would bless her. Remember her sisters, Lord God. Lord, we haven't forgot that they are still in an hour of mourning, dear Father, over the loss of their dad, dear Father. And so we just ask that you would continue, Lord God, to look in upon them with favor, knowing, dear Father, this will be the first Father's Day this year, dear Father, that they will be without their father. And, Lord, we know how that will feel, dear Heavenly Father. We know, dear Heavenly Father, where they are, dear Father. We know we've been there too, dear Lord, but we know we serve a God who is greater than our sorrows, dear Father. We serve a God who is greater than our tears that we can cry, Lord God. We serve a God who can comfort us even in the midst, dear Heavenly Heavenly Father, of when we may be crying out to him, Lord God. We serve a God who is able, dear Father. Let us not forget the word of God tells us, greater is he that is within us than he that is in this world. You are greater than all the things or the problems and the situations that are occurring in our world. Help us to hold our hands in your hands. Help us to know, dear Father, you are able to do all things but fail. Help us, Lord God, to settle it, dear Father, in our hearts, minds, and souls, that we are going to run on this race, that we know, dear Father, the end, dear Father, is our eternal home in heaven, and that's what we are looking for. That's what we are running this race for, to live eternally with you, dear Heavenly Father. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for what you've done for Sister Francine. I ask that you will continue to strengthen her body, spirit, mind, and soul. Thank you for Brother Alan Scott, dear Father. Thank you, Lord God, for Sister Scott, dear Heavenly Father, his mother, Lord God. Continue to bless the next situation. Thank you, Lord God, for the good report we heard on Brother Delmar, Lord God, and what you are doing for him, dear Father, and remembering his wife, Sister Sherry, Lord God. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, likewise, that you would remember, Lord God, other requests. Thank you for what you're doing for Sister Fluellen, how, Lord God, you're keeping, how you're there with her, Lord God. Oh, Lord, she may be in that nursing facility, but, oh, God in heaven, we know we serve a God who's a God of our mind. Dear Father, she has a mind, dear Father, that, Lord God, she still knows who she is, and she still knows the saints of God. And so we ask in the name of Jesus that you will continue to be with her and bless her, dear Father. Oh, Father, be with us all, dear Heavenly Father, throughout this day. Pray with us, Lord God, in the services, dear Father. Thank you for what you're doing for Sister Melita, how you healed her body, Lord God. You touched her, Lord God, where she broke her leg or broke her ankle, dear Father, and you're bringing her through, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for that and ask that you would continue
continue to bless, remembering Brother PJ in a special way, Lord God. We ask that you remember him and his family, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless them as they reach out to the media, dear Father, to all those who call in, dear Heavenly Father. Not forgetting little Brother Javier, dear Father, we ask that you would remember him, Lord God, traveling today, but we just ask that you would bless and be with him and his father. Grant them traveling mercies over the highway. Thank you for Sister Millicent, Lord God, as she leads the devotion, dear Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would look down upon her with favor. Remember her household in a special way, Lord God. Remember her dog, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, dear Father, for all that you've done for Sister Millicent and how you brought her through, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we ask that you remember Zaria. We haven't forgot her, dear Heavenly Father. Asking a special prayer, a special blessing upon her and her father, dear Father. Look in upon them, dear Heavenly Father. Help her to know we're still holding her up in prayer. Lord God, we would love to see her back in the house of the Lord, dear Father. We know that you can make a way for that to happen, dear Heavenly Father. So, Father, we pray it in the name of Jesus. Father, we likewise ask that you remember Sister Blake, dear Father. Thank you for her. Thank you for her wisdom, her knowledge, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the sweet spirit that you have given her, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father, we just love this dear sister and ask that you would continue to bless her. Remember her companion, likewise, by her side, Brother Maurice, dear Father. Can't thank you enough for this beautiful couple of God, dear Father. Oh, we just thank you, dear Father, for all that you've done for them, all that thou art doing and going to do on their behalf. Father, not forgetting any of our brothers and sisters. Brother Levester, Lord God, we know, Lord God, he asked us on last Lord's Day to remember James, his grandson, in a special way, Lord God. And we've been listening up, dear Father, to you, dear Lord, and we just ask that you would bless. Remember Brother Jackson, Lord God. Thank you for him. Thank you for this, his wisdom, his knowledge, Lord God, and his sweet spirit, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we ask that you would look in upon this dear brother, give him the desires of his heart. Likewise, dear Father, not forgetting Brother Reggie, Lord God. Thank you for him. Thank you for all that you've done for Brother Reggie. How, Lord God, when we look at him and see, Lord God, that you're bringing him along, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, thank you, Lord God. Thank you for all that you've done for Brother Reggie. Remember his companion and remember his son in a special way, Lord God. Father, we just ask that you would be with all of us. Get the glory out of our lives. Not forgetting Brother Tony. Thank you for him, and thank you for how you're bringing him along. Likewise, dear Father, ask that you would continue to get him deeper in your word, dear Father. Oh, we just thank you, dear Father, for all our brothers and sisters in Christ, dear Father. We feel we're forgetting someone, dear Lord, but we Lord God, want you to bless each and everyone. Remembering Brother Byron, thank you for him. Thank you for all that you're doing for him. Remember his request, Lord God. Remembering Brother Robert, Lord God, not forgetting him, Lord. I haven't seen him in a while, but we ask that you would remember him. Now, Father, help us all, dear Father, in the name of Jesus, dear Father, to continue, Lord God, on in this path of righteousness, dear Father. Oh, Father, we just thank you and praise you, Lord God. Remember our world. Remember our neighborhoods. Remember, Lord, Columbus, Ohio, our police departments, Lord God. Remember our leaders, dear Father. Remember our president, dear Heavenly Father. My. The times in which we live, dear Father, cause all of us to shed some tears, dear Heavenly Father. But I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for knowing you and the free pardon of our sins, dear Father. Thank you, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy, Lord God, extended unto us. Help us, Lord God. Help us, Lord, to share this way with someone, dear Father. If I can help someone as I journey along, then my labor will not be in vain. Help us in the name of Jesus to say a encouraging word to someone, dear Father, to let them know that Jesus saves. You're still in the saving and healing business, Lord God. You can heal these sin-sick souls. You can bring souls to you, dear Heavenly Father. You can help them, dear Heavenly Father, to have a better way of life. So in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray. And we thank you this morning for all that you've done for us and all that thou art doing. And we'll give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor due unto thee. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And we thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Praise God. Can we turn in our worship to the Lord to page 689.
Onward, Christian soldiers.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war with the cross of Jesus. Going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go. Onward, Christian soldier, marching out to war with the cross of Jesus going on before. Like a mighty army moves the church of God. Come now, we are ready where the saints have trod. We are not divided, all one body we, one in hope and doctrine, one in charity. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching out to war with the cross of Jesus going on before. Crowns and thorns may perish, kingdoms rise and wane, but the church of Jesus constant will remain. Gates of hell can never against that church prevail. We have Christ our promise, and that cannot fail. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching out to war with the cross of Jesus going on before. Onward, many people, join our happy throne. Then with our sure voices in the triumph song, glory loud and honor unto Christ the King. Then through countless ages, earth and heaven sing. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war with the cross of Jesus going on before.
Praise God. Praise God. That's all we have to have on the whole armor. Yes, yes. Have to have that whole armor on. Amen. We're going to be soldiers, and we can't be entangled with the affairs and things of this world.
Amen.
Amen. We serve the Lord.
Amen.
Giving glory to God this morning, and
amen,
thanks and praise to him for all his blessings to us. Truly, he is good. He is good. His mercies endure forever.
Amen.
So glad to see everyone this morning and giving honor to Pastor Jenkins, thanking God for her.
Amen.
And we just thank God for giving us such a watchman on the wall.
Amen.
Amen. Watching for our souls. And so we just thank God, and then we give her double honor. Amen. As is appropriate to do.
Yeah.
Our responsive reading this morning is found in 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2, verses 24 through 29. 1 John chapter 2, verses 24 through 29. Amen. And we will read responsively. Amen. Thank God for his word this morning.
Amen.
1 John chapter 2, verse 24. Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father.
And this is the promise that he has promised us, even eternal life.
These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you.
But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him.
And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. Together, if ye know that he is righteous, ye know that every one that doeth righteousness is born of him.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. We're told we have to be like him. We're told in, I believe it's 1 John chapter 3, that beloved, now are we the sons of God. Now are we the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. And since he is righteous, we have to be righteous. Amen. And there is no righteousness in sin.
Amen.
And so the Lord puts his conditions there. And they're not grievous. They're reasonable. Thank God for his goodness and for his word. And for his righteousness, which shines out even more in this dark, as this world gets darker and darker and the things of this world get more and more perverse and more wicked, we have to shine as lights.
Amen.
Before the world. And so thank God for his word. At this time, can we thank God for all that he has done for us? But we know that he gives us the privilege of bringing our requests to him. We know that we can pray individually. We can pray collectively. We can be agreed in prayer. There are times when we turn over our plates and fast and pray. And we know that the Lord hears. And there's power in prayer. We've seen it happen. We've seen blessings. There are things that we have prayed about as a group or prayed about individually. Or perhaps we've been praying and we've asked one or the other saints, would you pray with me, be agreed with me in this. And we've seen God move. And so we know that he hears our prayers. So we have that assurance even as we make our requests known. So we're going to ask if there are special requests for prayer at this time, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand. Brother Maurice.
Her church is not the meeting symbol. She admits that every time, you know, we talk with her, we're just so thankful. I'm so thankful. I feel we all thank that the Lord has allowed us to be a symbol for all of us. And that we be able to
amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Maurice. Amen. I agree with that. Amen. Amen. Sister Regina.
Diabetic doctor on the phone tomorrow,
Amen. Amen. The Lord's able. Amen. Sister Carol.
Remember me, I have my last child will be on Wednesday. Thank the Lord for that.
Amen.
Also, troubling telephone call. And he's having problems with his wife's family. One of them is a police officer.
Amen. Takes the power of God. Everyone has had something happen in their back life. It takes the power of God and surrender to God to let things go. It takes the power of God to do that. And because people say, they think they can do it within themselves, but they cannot. It takes the power of God to bring about the changes in our heart that are necessary. We'll pray for her. Amen. Sister Holmes. Amen. Amen. We're so thankful. So thankful for that. Other requests? Yes. Yes.
Also, to be a member of our household, we have a decision that we make. To be a member of us, make the right decision that God has given us to answer that one.
Amen. Amen. When you put it before the Lord, that's the right place to put it, and he'll never disappoint your soul. He'll guide you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Amen. But the Lord have his way. Amen. Sister Smith. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. We remember your loved ones. Amen. And the children. Amen. Amen. Good to see you, Brother Robert. Amen. God bless you. Yes. 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 We'll be praying for the praying for you and praying for your family and for the co-workers' family. And we see your life. There's life and then there's death. And it happens. It comes to, it's visited upon all families. And so we will remember your family in prayer, all the bereaved families.
Yeah. Sister Blake, I think you remember me. Lord has been good. Thank you for all that he's done. My fence is falling down in the back. So there, people are supposed to come out on Lord's will, and they're going to call me on Monday to come out to check and see what's what with it. I noticed someone had come in it because I noticed the gate was open. And so I went out and I did it and got the gate closed and the lock and stuff back on it. And I don't know whether it was the people's yard that mine butts up against because it's leaning into their yard. Maybe the person that cut the grass came into the gate to find out why it was leaning or whatever. I don't know. But nobody has been back in it since I got it relocked. But I just thank the Lord. Just remember me much in prayer. But they're supposed to call me on tomorrow, Lord's will, to see when they can come out and check it and see what needs to be done to the fence.
Amen. Amen.
Just give me wisdom.
Amen. All general requests. Thank the Lord. After the hymn of meditation, we'll look to the Lord. We'll ask if Sister Carol, if you would be able to come and render prayer after the hymn of meditation. If there's anyone who has a need, we know that the Lord is able to supply whatever that need is. If anyone has an affliction, the Lord's able to touch and heal and bless. The Lord's just able. And so when we come to him in faith, and so the altar is here for anyone who needs a consolation from the Lord.
Amen. In your bulletin, you should have a song, Keep Praying and Toiling On. In your bulletin, Keep Praying and Toiling On. Praying and toiling on. This is what we have to do. Many things are going to come our way. We're going to hear about. We have to keep praying and toiling.
Along life's rugged, thorny way, keep praying, toiling on. There soon will dawn a brighter day. Keep praying, toiling on. The trials you have had are past. Bear patiently the ones thou hast. If others come, they will not last. Keep praying, toiling on. Keep praying, toiling on. Verse 2 and 3. All fears and gloomy doubts discard. Keep praying, toiling on. Faith never fails at its reward. Keep praying, toiling on. Hold firm and steadfast to the end. From duty do not swerve or bend. For
Amen. Keep praying, toiling on.
Amen.
We thank the Lord for his goodness.
Amen.
As Brother Jackson was saying this morning in the Sunday school, somebody prayed for me.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that somebody prayed for
Amen.
Me. I thank you, Lord, for being here this morning, giving thanks, honor, praise, and glory to your precious name. Thank you for bringing me across the highways and byways safely, Lord Jesus. For picking up my sister this morning, Heavenly Father. Thank you that we both can travel, dear Lord, together to come to the house of the Lord, to love you, Lord, and share our love and mercy to you, dear God. We lift your name above all names, dear Heavenly Father, because we know that you're the only one, Father. They can take care of us, care us places, and do things for us, Father, that no one else can do. You can save souls, dear Heavenly Father. You can heal the sick and afflicted, dear Lord Jesus. And Lord, we lean and depend upon you, dear Lord, for all that we have and all that we do. Pray for each one, dear Heavenly Father, found it well to be here in the house of the Lord this morning, Father. We just give you praise and glory. Thank you, Lord, for Sister Maria bringing her two babies, Lord, with her. I know it's a trial, dear Lord, not really a trial, but Father, but it's she has a lot on her plate, dear Lord, God, with the two boys, Father. We thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do and how you're going to move things, Lord, how you have made things be come true, Lord God, through the prayers of the saints, Father. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus for what you have done in her children's life and in her life, Lord. And as little Liam had these tests or whatever they're going to speak about, Lord God, be with this child in a special way, Father. We know that he's in your hands and you're going to take care of him, Father. You're going to bring him through all things, Lord, with his parents likewise, Lord, and his grandparents, dear Heavenly Father. All, Lord, we're lifting up in prayer that whole family, Father. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done thus far. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. Be with Brother Jackson this morning, Father. Amen. I didn't hear a request from him, Lord, but I know, Father, that he has a request on his heart and on his mind, Lord. His family, dear Heavenly Father, his son, his daughters, dear Lord God, his grandchildren, Father. We just lean upon you, Lord, and ask you, Father, be with him, Lord God. Be with Brother Reggie, dear Heavenly Father, that's downstairs, Lord. Be with his wife and family, Father. Be with Brother Jenkins, dear Heavenly Father, as I've seen him come in the door, dear Lord, a few minutes ago. Thank you, Lord, for seeing him, dear Heavenly Father, this morning. Be with Brother Manns down on the door, dear Heavenly Father, that watch over the saints, dear Heavenly Father. Down there opening the door, greeting those, dear Lord, that come stand, Father. We thank you for that, dear Heavenly Father. We pray for Sister Lillian, Lord. I don't know whether she's here or not, dear Heavenly Father, but pray, Lord, that if she's on her way, Father, that you bring her safely, Father. And if, Lord, if she's home not feeling well or sick, Father, pray, Lord God, that you touch her body in a special way, Father. Because without you, Lord, we can do nothing. We thank you and we praise you for Sister Holmes being in the house of the Lord this morning, Father. To look up and see her coming in, dear Lord. Father, we are so thankful for the strength that you have given her, Lord. We all, as we get older, Lord, we have a certain amount of strength, not like we used to when we were young, dear Lord God, but you give us the strength to walk into the house of the Lord. And that is a blessing, dear Heavenly Father, and it's a home, Father. We just thank you for your goodness and mercy. Be with Sister Smith in a special way, Lord. Remember her prayer request, dear Heavenly Father. Lift her up, Lord. She's so glad, Lord, to have a vacation, be on vacation, Father, to get a little rest. And, Lord, we thank you for her working with the children, dear Heavenly Father. Father, how she brings them up, dear Heavenly Father, and how they repeat the words that she spoke of, Lord, the lessons that they've had, Father. It's just a blessing to see these young people, dear Heavenly Father, learning your word, dear Lord God. Thank you, Father. We pray for Brother Blake this evening. Yes. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that he's blessing and asking for your blessings, Father. Thanking you, Lord, for what you've done and how you've had us here in the house of the Lord. How we're able, Lord, almost a year, dear Heavenly Father, to be back in the house of the Lord and enjoy the gracious and love and the mercy and the word of God that you bring to us, dear Heavenly Father. We're so thankful this morning for that, dear Heavenly Father. Pray for Brother Williams, dear Heavenly Father, as he had come in, Lord. The request, Lord, that he had made known for his family, dear Lord. Those that lost loved ones, dear Heavenly Father, you know each one. Dear Lord, we ask you, Lord, to give him a calmness of his heart, dear Heavenly Father, to be with his children. Be with us in a special way, Father. We ask in the name of Jesus. Be with Sister Lawrence this morning, dear Heavenly Father. Be with her, touch her body, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, for this precious woman, dear Heavenly Father God. Lord, as she brings forth your word, dear Heavenly Father, in Sunday school, how she explains, dear Lord, and how she's growing in your word, dear Lord God. We're so thankful, Father. Thank you for Sister Regina and her request, dear Lord, that she made known this morning, Father. Be with her, Lord, as she had this test over the telephone, Father. You know all about it, dear Lord God. Help us, Lord, to do your will, oh Lord Jesus. Be with Sister Millicent and Sister Melita, dear Heavenly Father. We lift them up in prayer in a special way, Lord God. We ask, Lord, for your blessings upon them, Lord God. Be with Sister Renee, our pastor, dear Heavenly Father. We look to you, Lord God. We know that she brings us your word, Father, that you have given her. To bless our hearts and our souls, Lord God. To show us, dear Lord, to bring us closer to you, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for Brother Byron, Lord, as he's with us on Wednesday nights, dear Heavenly Father. The word that he brings forth, Lord, that you give him, Father. For the understanding, dear Lord, that we get from these from the words that you give us, Father. We're so thankful and grateful, dear Lord. You, Sister Kiva, dear Heavenly Father, don't see her this morning, Lord. But I pray, Lord, that you be with her wherever she's at or whatever she's doing, dear Heavenly Father. Bless her, Lord, and watch over her, dear Heavenly Father, we pray. Be with Sister Blake in a special way this morning, Father. Thank you as she's by the side of our pastor, dear Heavenly Father. I call her an assistant pastor. That's what I feel that she is, dear Lord. You have given her that title, dear Heavenly Father. I thank you and you praise you for these two women of God, dear Heavenly Father. Because without you, Lord God, where would we be today, dear Lord? I thank you, Father, Brother PJ, dear Heavenly Father. Be with him, Lord God, in a special way. Lord, I don't want to miss anybody, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, help me, Lord. Just to be what you'd have me to be. Be with my family. Be with my grandson. He's going through some things. Lord, he's not the only one. But Lord, he called and asked me. He said, Grandma, I didn't know where to turn to, but to turn to you. You know, when you can't talk to your mother or something about things like this, they probably would go off and say some things that they had no business saying. But he come to Grandma. And I thank you, Lord, that you put my name in his heart to give me a call. I could tell him what he needs to do, Father. Thank you for my grandbabies. Dear Heavenly Father, they all need you, dear Heavenly Father, to pardon their sin. His precious wife, Stacy, dear Lord, she's trying to stand between the both of them. Dear Heavenly Father, and it's a job. But they need you, dear Heavenly Father, because nothing's going to happen without you, dear Lord God. They got a task before them. They're raising these young babies, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, a racial part there, Lord God. We pray, dear Heavenly Father, for the policemen.
Yeah.
Dear Lord, how their minds are changing, those that were once we thought it was all right, but they're beginning to change. Because Satan is there, dear Heavenly Father. The devil is working hard, dear Heavenly Father. And he's pulling souls, dear Heavenly Father, away from thee, O Lord God. I told him he needs to be in the house of the Lord. He needs to give his life to you, dear Heavenly Father. Allow you to do that because you're the only one, Lord, that can straighten these situations out. You're the only one, Lord. Told him not to argue with them, to walk away when anything is said, dear Lord God, that would hurt his family.
Yes.
Father, those that he have known for a while and thought he's all right are turning against him now, Lord God, him and his family. Lord, you know the evilness that's there. We pray for the president, dear Heavenly Father, for the vice president, for all those, dear Heavenly Father, that have the rule over us here on this earth, on this world. Lord, you know all about them, dear Heavenly Father. We just pray, Lord God, you speak to their hearts. Likewise, pray for Trump. His soul need to be saved, dear Heavenly Father. He's caused a lot of this, Lord. It's always been, but he's caused a lot of it. Lord, it's making it worse. Dear Heavenly Father, we just ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that his life would be changed, dear Heavenly Father. That he would, someone would speak to him, Lord, of where he needs to be or what he needs to be doing, Father. Be with his family, dear Heavenly Father. We pray their souls, dear Lord, that need to be saved. We thank you, Lord, for what you've done in our lives, how you've given us words of encouragement to speak to others, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for the words that Sister, our pastor, put over our telephones, Lord, in the morning. What a blessing they are, dear Heavenly Father. We read them and meditate on them, Father. Thanking you, Lord, for what you give her to give to us, dear Heavenly Father. I just give you the praise, give you the glory and the honor, Lord. As I said, I don't want to forget anybody. If there's anyone that I haven't spoke about, dear Lord, this morning, it's not just that I want to be what you have me to be, dear God. To lean and depend upon you, Lord. To use me, dear Heavenly Father, for your goodness, your mercy, and your love. Because without you, Lord, I can't do a thing.
Amen.
Without you, Lord, we all need you, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, help us, Lord, be with the sinner man, dear Lord God. They don't want to hear about you. But Lord, he's going to have to give an account one day. Going to have to come before the throne. Dear Lord God, where will we? Where will they be? Thank you, Lord, for another day, for another moment. Lord, I thank you for who you are and what you are in my life this morning, dear. Be with my family, my unloved saved ones, dear. Unsaved loved ones, dear God. For each one of our neighbors, our friends, our relatives, dear Lord, that's out of the ark of safety, dear Heavenly Father. Pray for them in a special way. Lead, guide, and strengthen us, Lord. Give us words to speak, dear Heavenly Father, when we're asked. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and mercy. I just want to give all honor, praise, and glory to your precious name. This blessed day, be with all the saints, dear Lord, all over the world. Churches that are open, dear Heavenly Father, ministers is bringing forth your word, Lord. Those is bringing forth the truth of your word, dear Lord. Not just talking to be talking, but bringing forth the truth of your word, dear Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus. There's souls out there need to hear the precious, precious word of God, the truth of your word, dear Heavenly Father. We pray for this in a special way. We lean upon you, Lord, all that we need. Thank you, Lord, for another day, a day that you have made, that we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Jesus, for another day. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 Thank you.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Praise God.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Mabel.
Thank you, Mabel. Praise our God.
Thank you.
Praise our God. He's able.
you, Lord. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. So thankful that the ears of the Lord are open to the cries of his children. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And before you to lift the morning offering. This is the final Sunday, the fourth Sunday in April. Thank God for his goodness. Special offering for today is for missions. And so that offering for the missionaries may be placed in the center plate, and our tithes and other offerings may be placed in the plates on either side as we file across. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the foregoing prayers, the opening prayer, and then the most recent season of prayer, dear God.
Amen.
And Lord, we're so glad, dear Father, that because we are one, dear God, with the same mind, with the same judgment, in the same spirit, dear God, that we know, dear God, that you received those prayers as one prayer from your people. And so, Lord, we're asking, dear God, that you would also receive this prayer, dear God, in like manner. We thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us, for all that you have provided for us, dear God. Lord, there's nothing, Lord, that we can do, dear Father, we realize, dear God, there's nothing we can do, dear Father, to repay, Lord, the debt that we owe. Because, dear Father, you gave us Jesus. You gave us, Lord, this unspeakable gift, dear God, without price, dear Father. But, Lord, we thank you, dear God, because, Lord, we know, dear Father, that if we serve you, Lord, with all of our heart, with all of our soul and mind and spirit, dear God, Lord, that is your requirement for us. That is your commandment for us. And so, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for giving us grace, Lord, to serve you in this way, to live for you, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would bless, dear God, even as we bring, dear God, our tithes and offerings, Lord, into the storehouse, even as you have instructed us to do. And we pray, dear Father, that you would receive these, dear Father. For we know, dear God, Lord, that you have blessed us, Lord, out of your bounty, dear Father. And so, Lord, when we give, dear Father, our offerings, Lord, and when we pay our tithes, Lord, we realize, Lord, that this is just part of our reasonable service. Lord, this is how we show our love, dear God, to thee and to your people. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would receive each gift, and Lord, that you would receive each giver, and that you would use both to your glory and to your honor. We ask, Lord, that you would give wisdom, dear Father, for the use, dear God, of these tithes and offerings. For Lord, we realize, dear God, that these funds are not ours, Lord, but they're yours. And Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able, Lord, to give direction, Father, for how they are to be used. Lord, we're not to squander. Lord, we're not to spend foolishly, dear Father. And Lord, it's because, Lord, it's our desire, Lord, to please you in all things. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would give us wisdom, Lord, for their use, dear God. We pray, Lord, that you would multiply them, dear Father, if they need to be multiplied, dear God. We know, dear God, that you're able, Lord, to bless, Lord, out of all things, out of all of your bounty. Because, Lord, you are rich in all things. Lord, have your way in your people, dear God. And as we bring our tithes and offerings into the storehouse, dear Father, help us, Lord, to also, Lord, bring ourselves, dear Father. Lord, that we may be used of thee, dear God. And, Lord, we ask, Lord, that you would direct us, Lord, and even, Lord, how our own bodies and lives and minds, dear Father, our hands, our feet, Lord, our mouths, our ears, Lord, everything, Lord, might be used to your glory and to your honor. Lord, that other souls might be brought into the kingdom. Have your way, dear Lord, and make us a blessing. And truly, Lord, we give you glory and we give you praise now and forevermore. In the name of Christ Jesus, we ask it. Amen.
Trying to walk in the steps of our Savior, trying to follow our Savior and King, shaping our lives in his blessed example. Happy, how happy the souls that we bring. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, stepping in the light, stepping in the light. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior. Let us abide, resting more closely to him who is leading. When we are tempted to turn from the way, trusting the arm that is strong to defend us. Happy, how happy our friends each day. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, stepping in the light. Stepping in the light, how beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior. Let it pass of light. Walking in footsteps of gentle forbearance, footsteps of faithfulness, mercy and love, looking to him for the grace freely promised. Happy, how happy our journey above. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, stepping in the light, stepping in the light. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior. Let in the steps of the Savior, upward, still upward, we'll follow our guide. When we shall see him, the King and his beauty, happy, how happy our place at his side. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, stepping in the light, stepping in the light. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior. Let it pass of the light. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior. Stepping in the light, stepping in the light. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior. Let it pass of life.
Amen. Amen. Deeper in the love of Jesus. Baby, let us go. Amen.
Deeper, deeper in the love of Jesus, daily let me go. Higher, higher in the school of wisdom, more of grace to know. Oh, deeper, yeah, yeah.
precious holy word. Deeper, deeper, blessed Holy Spirit, take me deeper still, till my life is wholly lost in Jesus and His perfect will. Oh, deeper yet, I pray, deeper yet, I pray, and higher every day, higher every day, and higher every day, and higher every day, in thy precious holy word. Deeper, deeper, though it cost our trials, deeper let me go. Rooted in the holy realm of Jesus, let me through the sorrow. Oh, deeper yet, deeper yet, I pray, deeper yet, I pray. Oh, in my precious holy word. Deeper, higher, every day in Jesus, till all conflicts pass. Find me comfort, and it is on in it, perfect at last. Oh, deeper yet, deeper yet, I pray, deeper yet, I pray. Higher every day, and
precious holy word. Thank God for his goodness. He can take us all those places, deeper and higher and wiser. Amen. And that is why we study the word of God. That is why we come to hear the preaching of the word of God. That's why we have Bible study on Wednesday night.
Amen.
We want to be perfected at last. Amen. Thank God for his goodness. Thank God for His mercy, and all that he has promised us he will do. Shall we stand for a word of prayer before the word? Amen. Amen. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your perfection, dear God. We thank you, dear God, that because, Lord, that's what you require of us, Lord. Lord, you said, walk before me and be thou perfect, perfect in obedience, perfect in love, dear God.
Amen.
And Lord, we know, dear God, that we can learn how to do those things through your word.
Wow.
And so, Father, we're asking, dear God, your anointing, dear Father, on the preaching of your word. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would touch our dear pastor, dear God. Lord, empower her, dear God, to preach your word with boldness, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would send your power, dear God, upon her, dear Father. Lord, that she may proclaim your word, dear God. Lord, that today is the accepted day of salvation. And Lord, not only must we get saved, Lord, we must stay saved, dear Father. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would send your word, Lord, to teach us, Lord, the things that we need to know, dear God. Lord, that we may have, Lord, security in thee, dear God.
Yes.
That, Lord, if we walk uprightly, dear God, Lord, that we abide in the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, to have his word abide in us. Lord, we can know, Lord, that we are safe, dear God. We are safe, dear Father. Our soul, dear God, can be satisfied in thee. So, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would pour out your spirit, dear God, upon our pastor, dear God, that she may preach your word and pour out your spirit upon us, dear God, that we may receive your word, dear God, with gladness, dear Father, and obey, dear God, all of your preached word. Have your way, dear Father. Lord, we're asking, dear God, that you would speak to hearts and minds today, dear God. Lord, that we would receive your word, Lord. And if there are any, Lord, who are unsaved, dear God, Lord, as your word goes forth, dear God, Lord, that they would receive, Lord, the conviction of your spirit. Lord, that they would receive the drawing of the Father, dear God. And, Lord, that they would receive the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood and be saved today, dear God, before it's everlasting too late. Have your way, dear God, in the furtherance of this service. And, Lord, we'll give you glory for it all, even during the preaching of your word. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. Pastor Renee Praise Jenkins.
God. Amen.
Good afternoon. Giving glory, giving honor to God. Truly, we thank God for his goodness. We thank God for his mercy, his long suffering. We thank God for his word. Thank God for the prayers, the songs. Thank God. It's good to see all the saints of God. And good to see you, Brother Williams, and we'll be praying for your family. Good to see each and every one. Good to see Sister Kiva coming in. Thank God for that. And all the saints being here. And always good to be in the house of the Lord one more time.
Amen.
He's truly been good to us down through the years, saints. And thank God. I was listening when Brother Maurice was saying, you know, he didn't think about that. We've been back a year in the house of the Lord and able to worship God. And I do know many congregations that are still not back in. But I thank God. You know, sometimes people say, well, you're small. And maybe we thank God we're small. Praise
Amen.
Our God. Amen.
Amen.
And thank God he's kept us healthy. That's the blessings of all our God in heaven. Thank him for that. In our hearing this morning, we read 1 John, the second chapter. I trust you have your Bibles with you today that we can read and study the word together. In our hearing, we read 1 John, the second chapter, 24 through 29. Also a writing instrument. I say to the young people, get your Bibles, get something to write with. You know, God is good. He's blessed us, especially to my grands. And although I'm standing here in a pulpit, I still can see you. Amen. 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 May not be able to get to you right then, but all right. So let's remember, we are in the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. We would like to go back to 1 John, the second chapter, and look at verse 28 to get the subject that the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you today. 1 John, chapter 2, verse 28. Lord bless. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to share some thoughts with you on the subject, abide in him. I would like to ask, are you trusting in Christ Jesus this afternoon? Are you remaining in fellowship with him through his word, through your prayer life? Are you connected to him so that all that God is to us is flowing throughout us? You see, in order for us to abide in Christ Jesus, we must be steadfast in our walk with him. As a minister of God, I feel at times like a firefighter, always putting out Satan's little blazes here and there. He is busy trying to distract the saints of God with all the things that are going on in this life. Sister Blake on Wednesday night quoted 2 Corinthians 2, verse 11. He said, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. You see, his devices are distractions.
His devices are discouragement. His devices are discontentment, disappointment, and sowing discord. You may ask, how does he distract us? By getting us to focus our attention on the material instead of the spiritual things of God. How does he discourage us? He wants us to believe that our God is not in control when we're seeing all the chaotic things that are going on in our life today. How does he bring about discontentment? You see, the majority of people in our world today are unhappy about their circumstances in this life. However, they still don't see the need for Jesus. And the enemy of their soul capitalizes on that. And he continues to throw fiery darts or fire, so to speak, at their situation. How does the soul discard in division? He knows that a house divided against itself cannot stand. These are just a few of the devices that the enemy is using and trying to get the saints of God to let down on our walk with Almighty God. But when you are grounded, when you are rooted, and when you are buried in the will of God, there are no disappointments. There are no distractions. There's no type of discard or discontentment. We are told that should take away from the love of Jesus Christ. Look at what Paul said to the saints there at Romans. You see, saints of God, no matter what we are going through or whatever circumstances that are maybe happening all around us, we've got to be convinced like the Apostle Paul was when he was speaking to the Roman believers, when he said to them in Romans, that 8th chapter, turn with me there for a moment, verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sore? You see, saints of God, there are always going to be tribulations. There are always going to be trying. For the trying of your faith, the word of God tells us, worketh patience. You see, when you're tried, that means that the enemy knows that you belong to Almighty God. And all you've got to do is stand still and see the salvation of the Lord as God brings you through that trial and through that tribulation. There's no distress in this life, saints of God, that should separate you and I from Almighty God. Amen. He went on to say there, as it is written, for they are for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. He said, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. How many of us know this afternoon that Christ Jesus loved us? And not only did he love us, but he gave us the power over the enemy of our soul. What is that power he's given us? He's given us the Holy Spirit of God that will guide us into all truth. The Holy Spirit of God will help you and I when we get into those dire situations. The Holy Spirit of God will keep us if we want to be kept. You don't have to fall every time something happens, but you can stand up and give the victory shout to Almighty God, that your Savior, that the Holy Spirit of God has kept you through this situation. He goes on to say here, now all these things, we are more than conquerors. Do you believe this afternoon that you are a conqueror? Do you believe this afternoon you have spiritual victory in Almighty God? Then if you believe it, then you ought to stand and shout out to Almighty God that my God is able. No matter what comes my way, I'm going to stand for Almighty God, because greater is he that is within me than he that is in this old world. Praise our God this afternoon. He went on to say in verse 38, for I am persuaded, are you persuaded this afternoon, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. He covered all of his saints of God, nor height, nor death, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from what? The love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Praise our God. All of us ought to know that our God is able this afternoon. Oh, just about anything can happen in this life, saints of God. But as a child of God, our complete security has to be in Jesus Christ. Turn with me to 1 Peter and look at what it says there in that first chapter and verse 3 of that scripture.
Oh, I thank God for his word.
Amen. You got to get into his word. You got to study it a little more. You got to meditate upon it. Because the enemy of our soul is trying to distract the saints of God. The enemy of our soul is trying to get us to be disappointed and be discontent with living the life that we are living. But I'm not content this afternoon. I thank God for contentment. I thank God for knowing who I am. You think about it, saints of God, just for a moment here, and the Spirit has given this to me. You know, we oftentimes sing, oh, church of God. We oftentimes sing that song because that tells about how we are. I'm not for sure where it is in this book here, but we think about when we're singing it, oh, church of God, the mother of the free. You sing it all the time. We talk about how we love Almighty God. How we talk about how that we are content in the church of God. See, when you say you're content in the church of God, you've got to be content with all the things that God would have us at 289. Oh, praise our God. Thank you, dear sister. Look at what these words say here. We oftentimes sing this song. Do we understand what we are singing? When we're singing, oh, church of God, one body is. One spirit dwells within, and all her members are redeemed and triumph over sin, meaning that we are not still muttering around in sin. We have triumphed over sin. Sin has not taken a rule over our lives. We have crucified that old man, and we are now walking in the new man. Oh, he goes on to say, divinely built. Do you believe you're divinely built? When you're divinely built, that means you are built by Almighty God. He said, divinely ruled. It means that God Almighty is ruling this house of God. To God, she does submit. Have you submitted it all to Almighty God? Have you given your all of the altar a sacrifice of praise? Praise our God. He said, his will, her law, his truth, her guide, her path is glory lit. Oh, saints of God. He said, God sets her members each in place according to his will. He said, apostles, prophets, teachers, all. His purpose to fulfill. This is why a lot of places can't stand today. This is why a lot of churches are folding. Why? Because God hasn't set the members in place. God hasn't gone in there and put his name upon that place. But praise be to Almighty God. We here can say that our God's name is upon this house of God. He goes on to say, in beauty stand, O church of God, with righteousness array, put on thy strength and face thy foe with courage undismayed. Oh, church of God, I love thy courts. Do you love her courts this afternoon? Amen. The mother of the free. Are you standing in your freedom this afternoon? The blessed home of all the saved. He went on to say, I dwell content in thee. Are you content in the church of God this afternoon? And if you're content in the church of God, the devil can't come around and get you discontented.
Amen.
Oh, thank God for his word.
Amen.
Look at what he says in 1 Peter 1, starting with verse 3. He said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy, praise our God, has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled. You're not working for something that's corruptible.
Amen.
Oh, praise our God. Oh, the kingdom of God is incorruptible. We're not going there to be defiled. We're not going there to live with folks that don't live right. Oh, I'm not working down here to be able to get into the kingdom of God and then got to fight off the devil when I get there. Not so.
Amen.
That's why the devil was never an angel in heaven. All that fighting and all that mess is all down here. Oh, saints of God, when we get to glory, oh, praise our God. We're not getting to glory to get up there and to be in arguments with folks. We're not getting into glory to get up there and to be crying and wailing and all that stuff. No, because my Bible tells me that he will wipe all tears away. Yeah. Praise our God. That's there's not going to be any more death, and there's not going to be no more dying. And I'm not going up there to fight for the enemy of my soul, because all that will be passed away. Praise our God. I'm looking, sister, home for my new body, because it's going to be a body that is not going to be able, the enemy can't penetrate no more. Praise our God. This body won't have arthritis. It won't have bruceitis. It won't have any of these things. It is suffering right now. How many know what I'm talking about? Are you working for that new body? Are you working for your eternal home in heaven? Then praise Almighty God for his goodness to you. He goes on to say here, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Praise our God, who are kept by the power of God. Saints of God, we are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Saints of God, it's a shame when you hear people say that, oh, God couldn't keep me when I was out there and when I was trying to live a saved life. God couldn't keep me. That is a lie from the pit. We learned that this morning in our Sunday school. Our God is able to keep if you want to be kept. Right. He told us in our Sunday school lesson, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Our Savior is not going to cast you out, but you can get to the point where you don't want to listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying to you. You can get to the point where you get lax in your service to Almighty God, and you don't come to the house of God. You're not reading and studying your word. You're not meditating. You're not praying. You're not coming in fellowship with the saints of God, and the enemy will begin to slip in, and then the enemy will begin to have you try to divide against the saints of God, because God has left on record in the word of God. He has told us what we need to do in order to be able to walk in this life. And what has he told you and I to be able to do to make sure that our peace calling is in election? Sure. Turn with me there into the word of God and look what he says there in 2 Peter, the first chapter. He tells us in verse 4, he said, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. He went on to say, and besides this, giving all diligence, he said, add to your faith. Have you added to your faith? He said, not only add to your faith virtue, and to virtue, he went on to say, knowledge, and to knowledge, he wanted you and I to add temperance, and to temperance, he said, we needed some more patience, and to patience, God told us godliness, and to godliness, he wanted us to have brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, God wanted us to have charity, and charity we know is love. He went on to say, for if these things be in you, come on, saints of God, he said, these things have got to be in you and abound, that they make you, that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, it's got to be in you in order for you to be able to be fruitful for God. Amen. He goes on to say, but he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, he tells us these words. He says, give diligence to make your what? Calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. Amen. Praise our God. Praise God. Thank you. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Do you know this afternoon that you're being kept by the power of God through your faith in him? Praise our God. The Bible also instructs us in Ephesians, the fourth chapter, in verse 27. He tells us neither give place to the devil. That means we are not to give the devil any ground in our lives. God's plan for us is that we lean. We learn to stand on our ground instead of giving it up. This is why we must have on the whole armor of God. The Spirit of the Lord wants us to know that the armor of God is necessary in our spiritual fight against the enemy of our soul. And that enemy of our soul is the devil. Without every piece of the armor in place, we are easily prey for him. When the pieces of armor are missing, Satan uses this to try to damage our steadfastness. He uses this to try to damage our testimony. That's to what we are in Almighty God. Oh, saints of God, when we are dressed in the whole armor of God, the enemy has a hard time defeating us. When we have the armor in place, he cannot penetrate our defenses as we take a stand for God day after day in this old corrupt world. Oh, I want that to be my testimony. How about you, that I'm standing for Almighty God? But look what he says here in Ephesians, the sixth chapter, verse 14. He tells you and I, stand therefore having your loins girt about with truth and having on the breastplate of righteousness. You see, the two areas of life where Satan most frequently attacks the people of God are in the mind and in the heart, meaning the mind and the emotions. Satan tries to fill our mind with false doctrine. He tries to use the wicked world around us to tempt us to think wrong thoughts and to follow after wrong emotions. We get all tied up in the things that are going on in this world. Don't misunderstand me. God gave us these emotions. God gave us these feelings. But, oh, saints of God, we've got to turn it over to Almighty God. Satan will try to use confusion to try to warp our thinking and our feelings. He tried to cause us to love the wrong things and love the wrong way. He wants to stop us from living a holy life. He wants to stop us from living a pure life for Almighty God. So he tries to lure us away by envy, hatred, greed, jealousy, immorality, and every other human vice that is out there in this world that is destroying our world today. Oh, Satan trying to make life a sin as we are seeing it going on in our world today. He wants us to get desensitized to it. He doesn't want us to confess it. He doesn't want us to deal with it God's way, but he wants to keep people looking at wickedness as a way of life for them. This is where the breastplate of righteousness offers you and I the protection against the enemy of our soul. When we have on this piece of armor and we have it in place, Satan will not be able to attack our minds, saints of God. Amen. He will not be able to attack our heart. Why? Because our mind is stayed on Jesus, and also our heart is with Almighty God. Oh, that's why David told us in the Word of God to keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. And Paul also said in the Word of God, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Is your mind in heaven today? Is your mind upon Almighty God? Praise our God. Oh, there is much more we can say about this scripture here. But I was told my dear brother came to me, let me know that he's going to speak a lot more about it at our Bible study. And I thank Brother Maurice. I thank God for you, dear brother, you and Brother Levester both. I thank God for you that you're studying and you're getting ready to teach the saints of God a little bit more about what the Word of God says to us about drawing near to Almighty God. Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. Oh, thanks to God. You see, we've already given up too much ground in this day and time to the devil.
Yeah.
Just look around. Jesus is not welcome in our world today. He's not welcome in our schools. He's not welcome in our courts. He's not welcome in the public square and the places we go. Many have forgotten the word of God where it says in the 33rd division of Psalms, verse 12, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord and the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. You see, nations that honor God, and Sister Blake broke this down this morning for the children downstairs. She didn't know what was in the message. She asked him about nations, and she asked him to name some of the different nations. He's not only talking about America, but he's talking about all the nations, all nations that honor God. He says he will bless. You see, this was clearly seen in the history of our country here in America. I can remember when Brother Tony and I traveled one year to Washington, D.C., we noticed that in the Washington Monument that there were Bible verses, religious acknowledgments were carved on the memorial blocks in the walls, including the phrase, holiness to the Lord. Now our nation has declared its independence from God.
Yeah.
And we can see the results all around us. We have abandoned God, and he has abandoned us. Many have lost control over their children. Few parents punish their children anymore. They've forgotten what the Bible teaches. We're told in Proverbs, the 13th chapter, verse 24, and I know some will say, oh, but the world won't allow you to whip them. You train them when they're young. When they get older, they will still be having enough fear. They won't do anything wrong.
Amen.
Because when they're young, they don't know to call 911. Come on.
That's right. Amen.
They ain't in no school. I'm not talking about beat them. They had bruised. That's not what we're saying. That's not what the Bible says. See, there's a thing in the word of God of how we're supposed to raise our children. He says there in verse 24, Proverbs 13, he that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chastises him betimes. Oh, look at what it also says in Proverbs 19. Turn there for a moment. There's a lot of Proverbs. Solomon gave a lot of words of wisdom. He said in there in verse Proverbs 19, 18, he said, chasten thy son while there is hope.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hope is when they're coming up,
yeah,
when they're little. Because when they get up and they began to learn all the things of the world and people around talking in their ear, going to school, you know that if your mom spanks you, you can call. Oh, chasing thy son while there is hope. And let not thy soul spare for his crying. Just because they cry, thank to God, it'll stop.
Amen.
I know it. Oh, praise our God.
Amen.
Proverbs 22:15 said, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. Proverbs 23, verse 13, I'm just going to give you a few of them. He said, withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die.
That's right.
Oh, look around this congregation. Many of us grew up with the rod of correction. I can safely say, Brother Lawrence and Sister D were not saved at the time when I was growing up, and it's not saying it proudly because they got saved later in life. But I'm telling you, they didn't spare the rod. Oh, they had eight to whip. I can remember one day. Oh, say to God. Brother Lawrence was really picky about the grass, especially in the front yard, and we happened to be out there playing. We saw that car coming around the corner, a truck, whatever he was driving. All eight of them, we tried to run off that grass. The only one I think didn't run was Brother Byron. But they lined us all up. They lined us up. We all got it. Oh, they didn't play back in the day. They didn't, and I've shared with you before. They dropped them. What do you mean? My dad didn't whip what he bought. Said, I don't whip clothes. He went down to the birthday suit. Oh, thanks to God. I grew up, but I thank God. I thank God today for my parents. I know some will say, oh, that's child abuse. No, I thank God that they didn't spare the rod. I thank God that they didn't allow my crying to stop them. because I am the woman of God that I am today, because my parents made me be in the house of the Lord. My parents taught me, even though they were not saints of God, they still feared God enough to make sure that I knew about God Almighty. And then later on in life, praise be to Almighty God, they gave their lives to Almighty God.
Amen.
And I can say today, thank God,
Amen,
that all eight of their children today are saved because of what they did, not only because of them, but because of the saints of God here, because of the Sister Anderson, because of the Sister Holmes, Sister Carol, and all of our grandmothers. They were here laboring in the house of God, bringing us here and making sure we learn the word of God. Oh, praise our God. Thank God for good parents. Never be ashamed because your parents make you come to church. Oh, but thank God for it. Thank God. It's a blessing to be in the house of the Lord. Oh, my God. Also, we're in a time right now. There are far less Daniels in our day. Many are simply too busy to pray. Simply too busy to develop an effective prayer life. Many have forgotten the power of praying. We're told there in James, the fifth chapter, I'm paraphrasing, verse 16 says, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Colossians 4, verse 2 says, continue in prayer and watch in the same with what? Thanksgiving. You see, prayer is important for us as believers because prayer opens up our communication with God the Father. Prayer strengthens our faith and trust in God. Prayer has the ability to help bring us closer to God. Also, prayer is an act of obedience to what the Word of God has said. God calls us to pray. Also, when we pray, we give thanks along with sharing our concerns to our Heavenly Father for all that God has done for us. And every prayer, we know God hears us, whether the answer is yes, whether the answer might be no or not now at this time, we are called to pray and we can be assured that God will answer our prayers. How many know what I'm talking
Amen.
About? You see,
Amen.
We don't pray only when in need, but we are to pray at all times. We are told in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17, to pray without ceasing. Oh, saints of God, this is abiding in Christ Jesus. This is how we remain in him. This is how we abide in him and do the things God wants us to do. You see, our times in which we live right now they're ridiculing and they're poking fun at old-fashioned preaching and the teaching of God's word. Many are trying to downplay the importance of it. This is why we see the drastic decline in righteous living among folks who profess to be saved. We don't see souls wanting to come to God. The average Christian does not believe that they can live a life free from sin when the Bible instructs us that we must do so in order to make heaven our eternal home. Oh, my God, this has come about because the ministry has chosen not to preach about sin, but only about the love of Jesus. Oh, when the ministry fails to name sins, when they fail to denounce sin and call for folks to repent, they are putting their own human wisdom above the divine wisdom of Almighty God. Sin was what started it all. This is why Jesus came, to save us from sin. People need to know about being born again. Oh, yes, it's important to know how much Jesus loved us. Because it was because of God's love, we are told in John, that third chapter. We know it well, saints of God. But it's because it was love that took him to the cross. It was love that held him on that cross. It was love that allowed him to rise from the dead. It was love, as we learned on Wednesday night, that lifted you, that lifted me. Praise our God. We know without his love, where would we be today? We'd still be lost in sin. Praise our God. Oh, thank him for preaching of the word. Thank him for the preaching of the word. You see, it was the preaching of the word that brought me to salvation.
Amen.
It has been the preaching of his word that has kept me living my life free from sin. Oh, I believe preaching has become something for many to joke about and to mock. There was a time when the pastor preached and you'd hear the pastor preach a powerful message from God, or the pastor was holy and Holy Ghost filled and the word of God was anointed when it went forth. We could see the Spirit of God working on souls and souls coming in Almighty God. Now we hear many today who will say, man, we had church today. As if other Sundays you didn't. As a people of God, we ought to praise God for his word, because it is infused with God's divine power. It will stand even when the entire world stands against it. You see, many have forgotten what God has said about preaching. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians 1 and look at what it says in the word of God. Oh, you may say, Sister Renee, you're hard on the ministry, but the ministry is where it starts. Because as the ministry goes, that's how people are going to go. Mm-hmm. If people are not taking heed to what's going on, that's why Paul told the ministry to take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over to which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers to feed the church. We have a responsibility to teach and preach the word of God. Paul said to Timothy back in the word of God, he said, preaching in season, out of season, when they want to hear, when they don't want to hear, because the time is going to come where many will not endure sound doctrine. But I thank God our congregation here wants sound doctrine. Amen. We want the word of God. We want to know that when we press a dying pillar, that when we say we breathe our last breath, that we know that our eternal home is in heaven. How many know what I'm talking about? Amen. How many want that to be? Amen. That when it comes time, amen, for you to leave, you can say, Sister D, do you see Jesus? Jesus was coming for her. Yes, and one day, if we live our lives according to the word of God, he's going to come for you and I. Amen. Praise our God. But look at what it says in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 21. It says, for after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of what? Preaching to save them that believe. Praise our God. See, in our generational time, we want to start changing things. We believe that if we do our way, humanistic way, that, oh, we can draw more people than what God can. You can't draw no more than what God wants to be drawn. Well, brother spoke about it earlier in our Sunday school review. You know, you got to be drawn by Almighty God to come to Jesus. You can't just sashay yourself up and say, oh, I'm going to get saved today. As people come around with a lot of things. No, not according to the word of God.
Amen.
You got to come God's way or you will not be saved. Jesus said in John 6, verse 44, no man come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. You can't come to God when you get good and ready. But you can come when you are drawn by Almighty God. Praise our God. Oh, I thank God for the word of God. Because in our generational time, many have become hardened to the things of God, even when the Spirit of God is speaking directly to them. I'm reminded of Paul's words in 1 Timothy 4, verse 2. Paul says their conscience have been seared with a hot iron, meaning they have time and time again suppressed the conviction of the Holy Spirit of God. When God had been speaking to them, they resisted God's warning, his calling. And they kept on living a life of sin. Now they cannot come to God. Why? Because we are told in Genesis 6, verse 3, my spirit shall not always strive with man. To the lost this afternoon, it will be a sad day for you when the Lord's patience has run out. Oh, we are told in Proverbs 29, verse 1, he that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. When this happens, your conscience is so seared or burnt that you cannot hear the Spirit speak to you anymore. What a sad state to be in. And this is where many are today. They can't hear the Spirit speaking to them. They have suppressed God that now they just hear the preaching of his word as noisome to them. Oh, if you are professing to be saved and say to me, Sister Renee, I'm struggling with the things of God. The devil has taken a hold of me. I say to you, let God give you the victory over the devil's devices.
Amen.
I found in my walk with the Lord that when the enemy is pressing sore at me, it's time for me to turn over my plate and come before God in prayer and fasting to see if I've fallen from my steadfastness. I know there are times that I've been fasting, and Brother Tony will say, well, what are you fasting about? Is something wrong? No. The Holy Spirit just showed me it's time for me to turn over my plate and to come to Almighty God so that I can know for sure where I stand with God. You see, I know that I have nowhere else to turn except into my Heavenly Father's arms. And in his arms is where I can find the refuge from this old world. The waves of life do not have to destroy our walk with God, saints of God. But we've got to allow our Heavenly Father to use them to redirect our lives into his will. You see, this is what David said in that 139th division of Psalms. Turn with me there for a moment. Look at what he said there in the Word of God. He lets us know there in verse 23. Oh, David came out to Almighty God to make sure he knew where he stood with him. He says there, search me, O God, and know my heart. Oh, saints of God, when is the last time we've got before my Almighty God and said, Lord, search me, know where I stand with you. I want to make sure I'm right with you, dear Father. I want to make sure that I'm in the will of you, dear Heavenly Father, that I'm not just, you know, treading water, dear Father, but I'm doing all that you said that I need to do to your glory and to your honor. He said, search me, oh God, and know my heart. He went on to say, try me and know my thoughts. You want God to know where your thought pattern is, what's going on in your life. Is your thought pattern about all the things that are happening in this world? But is your mind on Jesus? Is your mind on the things of Almighty God? Oh, you may say to me, well, Sister Renee, we live in this world. Yes, we do, but we don't have to allow this world
Amen.
To consume us of all the things that are going on. Trials and tribulations are going to happen. People are going to continue to be killed. Things are going to continue to take place. But you and I have got to have our confidence, our faith, and our trust in Almighty God
Amen.
To get us through these situations. How many know what I'm talking about? He went on to say there, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. They are also told, Paul says in 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5, look at what Paul says to the Corinthian believers. And he's saying to you and I this afternoon, he said, examine yourself. He said, whether you be in the faith, saints of God, when we do a self-examination of where we are, that is not we're trying to throw up on anybody else, but we are self-examining ourselves to see whether we be in the faith. He went on to say, prove your own self. Know ye not your own self, how that Jesus Christ, saints of God, we've got to know how Jesus is in us, not because we come to the Church of God at 116 South Wayne Avenue, where the late Elder Wilbur used to be the pastor. No, we've got to prove and know how that Jesus Christ is in us, except ye be reprobate. Praise
Amen.
God. Oh, yes, it's important for us to know where we stand with God at all times. We want to make sure, yes, that we are on the winning side with God. If we are generally in the faith, then we want to know that Jesus Christ lives inside of us. His Holy Spirit is at work within us. But if our lives show no evidence of the Spirit's activity, then Jesus is not indwelling in us. And if Christ is not us, if Christ is not in us, we are none of his, the Word of God says. You see, God does not want us cross-examining each other, but he wants us to examine our own selves. Praise our God. Turn with me to Galatians and look at what Paul says there to the saints there at Galatia. Oh, thank God for the word being left on record. He says in verse 4, he said of chapter 6, But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. In Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, Paul had told them in 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, look at what he says to them in that scripture reading, 9 verse 27, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. But let me go back to verse 25. He said, and every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly. So fight I, not as one that beateth the air. Saints of God, we just don't want to be out beating the air. But we want to be running with a purpose, and that purpose is for Almighty God. We want to be able to reach souls with our lives and to show souls to the kingdom of Almighty God. He went on to say, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Praise our God. You see, Paul made it a practice to test himself. He knew that no one could escape by God's judgment. Turn to 1 Corinthians 3 and look what he says there. Starting with verse 13. He said, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he has built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. The words examine yourself and test yourself mean essentially the same thing. And one way for us to test ourselves is to check for evidence of the Holy Spirit's work in our lives. Do we possess the fruit of the Spirit? Are we adding to our virtue, as we just read a few minutes ago? Are we adding to our faith virtue? Are we continuing on in the Word of God? Oh, I thank God for the Word that's left on record. Oh, I thank God we go in, saints of God, and we read over the fruit of the Spirit. And it's not fruit, it's fruit. You got to have all of them. This is what God wants us to have. Oh, we're living in a time right now. We need all of this fruit to be able to live in this world. That's what he tells us. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. Do you know why we need love? Look at what's going on all around us. He went on to say we need joy. Oh, saints of God, the joy of the Lord is our strength. We've got to have joy in the Lord. We need peace. Oh, my God, look at what's happening in our neighborhoods. There's no peace in neighborhoods. Neighbors can't get along with neighbors. Folks can't even get along with each other in their own homes. We need long suffering. He went on to say gentleness. Oh, we've got to have gentleness in our day and time, because you cannot anymore in this day and time. And I'm not saying that you could do it back then, but there are times when people have had like a little accident, maybe bumped someone, and they may get out and say, oh, I'm sorry. And they just look and check and make sure, and they say, oh, go on, it's just a little bump. No, they get out and they have guns. They're shooting and killing folks, hunting folks down. Oh, we're living in some perilous times. He went on to say goodness. You and I've got to show the goodness of Almighty God. We can't worry about situations when God shows us someone that we need to give to or do. We've got to go ahead and do it and allow the goodness of Almighty God to be there for us and to show us through. We have to have faith, saints of God. That's another fruit you and I've got to have. And remember, the Word of God tells us without faith, it is impossible to please God. He went on to say, we've got to have meekness. Oh, there are so many that are claiming to be Christians that are not meek in their walk. But I believe what Jesus said in the Word of God back in the Beatitudes. Remember what he said about meek. The meek shall what? Inherit the earth. We've got to be meek in our walk, because so many around us are not meek. Went on to say temperance. Oh, we've got to be temperate of all things, saints of God. Oh, he said against such there is no law. And then he went on to say, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Oh, praise our God. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. My, my, my. Oh, whether we know it or not, our fruit confirms or disaffirms us. Jesus confirmed in Matthew 7, verse 15, that true prophets of God are recognized by their fruits. A tough but spiritually beneficial question to all of us is for us to ask ourselves regularly, what is my spiritual condition before Almighty God? Where do I stand with God? The prophet Jeremiah called God's people to honest self-evaluation and repentance. In Lamentations, the third chapter, he said, let us search and try our ways. As in Lamentations 3, verse 40, let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. Also, Scripture calls to us in 1 Thessalonians 5, 21, to prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Then it goes on to say, abstain from all appearance of evil. We've got to be diligent in our walk with God. I know some feel they can let down, but the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 12, wherefore let him that thinketh he stand, take heed lest he fall. Let us not fall from our steadfastness, saints. Paul said, and said it this way in Ephesians, turn with me for a moment to the fifth chapter. Look at what he says there in verse 15. He said, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. You see, in this passage of Scripture, Paul is charging us to give attention to the way we walk in this world so that we can walk uprightly before God at all times. Someone might ask, how does God expect us not to sin in a world that is full of sin? Oftentimes we hear people say, no one can live holy in this life. However, we need to learn, as Brother Byron said on Wednesday night, what saith the Scriptures?
Amen.
Our world is full of those who claim to be ministers and laymen for God, but they contradict what the Word of God says by the way they live their lives in front of those that follow them. God does not have a separate way of living for the ministry. No, God requires all saints of God to live righteously and soberly in this present world. Let us remember that we are not following preachers, that we aren't disciples of men, but that we are the disciples of Jesus Christ. Amen. He was our example. Let us turn our eyes upon Jesus. You see, mankind can fail us, but not Jesus. Don't exalt any man, whether it's your pastor or not. As believers, we must give due diligence to every step we take in our Christian walk. Oh, and for us to do less than that will guarantee that we're going to fall into the trap of the enemy. The Holy Spirit of God wants to remind us that we have an enemy that is set on our destruction, saints of God. We are told in 1 Peter 5, verse 8, that he sets traps for our lives and that he lies in wait to attack us and he tries to destroy our walk with God. But we're also told there in James, the first chapter, verse 14, he said, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. You see, when you're drawn away, it means that you have been lured away by the enemy of your soul. You see, when a person responds to the call of salvation and they become born and they are born again, Satan is sitting around waiting because of that new union with Jesus Christ. He now gets a little bit more energy to try to mar things, to try to frustrate you. Oh, saints of God, I can remember when God saved my soul. I can remember when I was there and all of a sudden Satan began to bring things in my mind, things from years ago that I didn't even remember. Oh, Satan will try that today. He will try to bring up things. He will try to make you think of things that God has already put over into the sea of forgetfulness. But oh, Satan will bring it up. Oh, I'm saying to you this afternoon, afternoon. Don't be fooled by him. He knows what makes us tick, so to speak. Because remember, we spent a lot of our lives out there living for the devil. So he knows what's attractive to us. He knows what we like to do when we were out there in sin. Yes, the devil is treacherous. The devil is a dangerous enemy of our soul. He has all the distractions that are going on in our land right now. Daily, you're hearing about killings, whether it be police officers killing someone or our young people killing one another. Many of us at times have gotten so wrapped up in these killings that we can't see that it is a part of the end of time that Jesus talked about in the Word of God when he said to us in Matthew, the 24th chapter, verse 12, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. I believe this scripture was mentioned on Wednesday night. Oh, saints of God, let us not get so wrapped up in the things that's going on in our society today that we lose sight of the love of God. To those who were not present on Wednesday night, we discussed what it meant, the ninth division of Psalms, when it says where the psalmist said, the wicked shall be turned into all nations that forget, in all nations that forget God. You see, America has forgotten God. I know many of us, including myself, have sang the lyrics to the song America, the Beautiful. Do you remember those lyrics? It said, oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful for patriot's dream that sees beyond the years. Thine alabaster cities gleam, undimmed by human tears. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Then it goes on, America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Without a doubt, God has shed his grace on America as a nation in the past. And we certainly do need the grace of God for the present and the future. You see, without the grace of God, America will not be able to continue on. Why? Just look at what is happening in our streets, saints of God. Look at what are happening in our neighborhoods. Look at what is happening in our homes, in our schools, in our grocery stores, in our places of employment. America has, by and large, forgotten Almighty God. And as a nation that we read that forgets God, a nation shall perish. And this is not only for America, but it is a warning for all nations this afternoon. No nation, including this great country in which we live, can get away with forgetting Almighty God.
Amen.
Oh, you Bible students, you know the story of the children of Israel in the Old Testament. Oftentimes, Israel was told not to forget God. However, they did not take heed to that warning. And there were times that they forgot God, and they suffered as a result of it. There was loss of life. There was wandering in the wilderness. In your leisure, I ask you to read Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. Here Moses, in this scripture, was exhorting or urging them to be obedient to the commandments of God and what he had taught them. He told them not to forget to follow God. The entire chapter can be summarized in verses 17 through 20. Verse 17, you see, Israel had turned to humanistic thinking. It says, and thou say in thine heart, my power in the might of my hand has gotten me this wealth. Oh, that's humanistic thinking. Then in verse 18, Israel was exhorted to focus on God. He was the source of all they had. and his promise of continual provision for them as a nation. It says there, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. Then in verse 19, Israel was warned not to forget God and turn to other gods, but to walk and not to walk after them. Oh, he said, and it shall be if thou do not do at all, forget the Lord. Let me start over. And it shall be if thou do at all, forget the Lord thy God and walk after other gods and serve them and worship them. I testify against you this day that ye shall surely perish. Look what Moses told them. As the nations which the Lord destroyed before your face, so shall ye perish, because ye shall not be obedient unto the voice of the Lord. Does that sound like America today? Oh, the experience of the children of Israel. It's for America today. We are told in the Word of God, in 1 Corinthians 10, and I know we know it well, saints of God, tells us in that word there in verse 11, says to us, now all these things happen unto them for ensamples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. All they're written for you and I to learn from them. Let us watch how we walk, saints of God, that we don't get snookered in, so to speak, into the things that are going on around us. Please don't misunderstand what the Holy Spirit is saying. It saddens me that a 16-year-old lost her life in such a tragic way this past week. But I'm reminded of the Word of God. You know, our God weighs all actions. We're also told in Romans 6, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. The only solution for the things that are happening in our world today is Jesus. This is why Paul warns to watch every step we take, because each step is filled with danger, especially in this world in which we live. We are counseled to walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. We are not to walk like the world around us, stumble around in darkness because of their condition. They live for the devil. You and I ought not to be stumbling around and blind to the things of the devil. Why? Because we've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. We have been made alive in Christ Jesus. We have been given the Spirit of Almighty God. We have been given the light of God's eternal word. We don't stumble around in darkness. We're not blind, but we've been equipped to walk accurately. We've been equipped to place our steps precisely where it pleases Almighty God, so it leads you and I closer to Almighty God. What a blessing it is to know that we do not have to fall through the deception of Satan and all the things that are going on. We do not have to be ensnared in his trap. Through the help of the Holy Spirit of God, we can know every move that the devil is getting ready to make. And our Heavenly Father will help us and keep us from being snared up in Satan's trap. That's if we want to be kept.
Amen.
We don't have to yield to his devices. We do not have to walk his way. We do not have to find ourselves overcome by his schemes and all of his tricks. Our Lord has made us wiser than that, saints of God. He has given us all we need to be able to walk in his will in this life, and all of it to his glory and to his honor. How many know what I'm talking about?
Amen. Amen.
You see, saints of God, we know truth. We've been taught by the Word of God down through the years. I can remember the late Elder Wilbur. I remember his words to us. When he said, you're getting ready to go through something. But he said, you have enough, you've been taught enough word that you should be able to make it in. That is not to say that we do not need to continue to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There's always something for all of us to learn. What he was letting us know, you've been taught enough to know right from wrong, to know unrighteousness against righteousness. You've been taught enough to know about sin and the various things that are going on so that you know how to live so that you can make it in. You've been given the words of Jesus Christ to make sure you're living according to the word of God and you don't allow the distractions of this life to get you off course onto everything that is going on. You see, if we want to make heaven our eternal home, then we've got to listen to the Holy Spirit of God and stop sniffing around the traps that Satan has laid up for you and I. All saints of God, we're not fools. We know exactly what the enemy is going to be doing. Jesus said in Matthew 10, verse 16, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore what? Wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Christ Jesus has made us wise. Oh, I know this is a diligent walk. It's a discerning walk. Mm-hmm. However, there's a walk that we can walk if we love Jesus. Do you love Jesus as that? Praise our God. If we abide in him and his word abides in us, oh, praise our God. Thank you, Jesus. You see, all around us, we can see the results. When you abandon the word of God and you abandon the things of God, our society right now is adrift. Oh, it is out there. Our nation and the world as a whole, they've abandoned not only the Ten Commandments, but every precept of Almighty God. And then you see the obvious results. Look at the rampant immorality. Look at the wickedness and the evil in our world today. Oh, saints, every time we turn on the news, there's someone being shot. Turn on the news. There's another shooting in a place of business. Someone gets disgruntled because they got fired from a job. Or someone goes into a grocery store shooting innocent people who are just there. And all of us, saints of God, many of us are still in the working world. We go into offices in these big old buildings. All of us in here at one time or another go into a store. I believe I can safely say to go do our grocery shopping or just a shop and various things. All of us live in neighborhoods. We live on streets in various places. All of us drive up and down the freeways in various areas. I believe yesterday, Brother Tony and I were looking at the news, and there was something on there that was saying, what are your chances of getting shot in Columbus, Ohio? Oh, how sad. Just traveling up and down a roadway. Traveling even in these neighborhoods here. Saints of God, we've seen it happen. We've heard about it happen. Let me say that. Not too far from the house of God. But someone shot and killed someone right in this vicinity over here. Someone shot and killed. Sister Blake and I were downstairs. We remember one vacation Bible school when we had some children in vacation Bible, some young girls that came in, teenagers, and they tried to disrupt the vacation Bible school by having these squads they were having and went outside the back door of the church and they ripping off their earrings and all this, and they were out there fighting. And saints of God, you remember cars were stopping in the street. People were jumping out their cars. People came out, had babies, little babies in their arms, handing them off to other people. And they're out there, mothers and fathers who's supposed to be parental guidance for young people. They were out there fighting right along with these kids. Oh, saints of God, our times are perilous. And that was probably, about 5 years ago, 7 years ago. We had it right here when we had a whole bunch of kids, young children here for vacation Bible school. The enemy tried to disrupt the Bible school. We had parents that came up in our driveway then trying to pick up their kids. They were scared. Many of them were saying, well, we didn't send our kids over here so that they would be in the midst of this and the things that are happening. I had to reassure them that these things were not because of the saints in the church. This is something that was on the outside of the house of God, but they did it right at the back door because there were some young women in our house. What are you saying, Sister Jenkins? The devil doesn't care if you're standing for Almighty God. He's going to try everything he can. He'll throw at us the kitchen sink. But one thing you and I've got to know, what Jesus declared in the word, he said, upon this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Nothing the devil could throw that day at us could stop what God had. The word of God went on. Vacation Bible school went on. And saints of God, I thank God for it. Praise our God. Praise our God. That's why you and I have got to be hooked on Jesus this afternoon. Our lives have got to be devoted to the things of Almighty God. In our society today, Americans are addicted to a lot of things, especially caffeine. There's a Starbucks on every other corner, so to speak. Yeah, also in our grocery stores. Before many can even start their day, they say they have to have a cup of coffee. Oftentimes you'll hear people say, oh, when they mess up, well, I haven't had my coffee for today. Are we hooked on Jesus like we are on coffee? Are we hooked on Jesus like we are on tea, Mountain Dew, or whatever it is that you get off on? Yes, as Christians, we've got to be addicted to Jesus more than caffeine. Caffeine can harm us. But Jesus told us in the Word of God in John 10, verse 10, he came that we might have life and that we might have it, what? More abundantly. Praise our God. You see, when you're hooked on Jesus, you will abide in him. You will produce more fruit for the kingdom of God. You'll know how to love more. You'll be working to increase your faith in the things of God. You will want to improve your walk with God. Oh, you see, God's word sets a standard for our righteousness. Do we believe that this afternoon?
Amen.
The word of God is our compass. It's our guide to help us through this whole world. Oh, as brother was teaching us on Wednesday night, this is how we glean from the word of God.
Amen.
We are to glean all we can from the word of God. This is what we learned on Wednesday night from Brother Byron. I thank God for it. Oh, thank God for the study. You see, when we abide in Jesus, it means that we remain in an ever-growing relationship with him that transform our character to be more like Jesus Christ. Paul said it this way. Turn with me to Ephesians, the 4th chapter, and look at what he says there, starting with that 11th verse. He said, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for what? The perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And look at what he says, till we all come what? In the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. Oh, sister talked about it. I believe she prayed about it. Our perfectness has to be in the love of Almighty God, perfecting this walk that you and I are walking for him. He said, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth, oh, saints of God, be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. Oh, there's a lot of winds of doctrine out there. A lot of things that are dry are taking people away from the true word of God. He went on to say, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to do what? Deceive. He said, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly, are we fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself. In love, praise our God. As we allow God's word to fill our minds and our hearts, we began to see ourselves living in him. You see, abiding in Christ is synonymous with knowing him. God wants us to abide in him because he loves us. He wants to transform us into the likeness of his dear son. See, when we abide in Christ, we have a close, personal relationship with him. And we don't find ourselves wrapped up in all the Christian cliches or superficial words that people are using today that's running rampant in our religious society. No, we have a genuine relationship with Christ as our Savior. We have a genuine love for the things of God and for his people. Saints of God, do you know what I'm talking about? What are you saying, Sister Renee? You see, there is a difference between a hypocrite and a true child of God. Oh, brother brought it out today about being true, a true saint of God, true holiness, true righteousness. It says it in the word of God. I know Paul mentioned that in one scripture here. He was telling us in the word of God, and I believe it's over in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, later on in that scripture, where he talked about putting off the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitfulness, and be renewed in your mind. Then he went on to say that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness. And Paul said the word true holiness. See, there's got to be truth about how we are living. A hypocrite may have some of the characteristics that we have, but they're not true to God. A true believer has had a heart transplant. Our hearts have been changed. We're told in Jeremiah 32, verse 39, I will give them one heart and one way that they may fear me forever. Hypocrites never change their nature. Hypocrites want Christ for the good that he might do for them. But as a true believer of Jesus Christ, our hearts love Christ, all satisfying treasure of our lives. Hypocrites can clean up their outward behavior to be seen by men. Oh, but true believers love Christ. We keep his commandments. We know that when the inside is cleaned up, it's going to go and make sure the outside is in conformity with what the word of God says. We serve him. We love him. We know him. We do it to his glory and to God's honor. As a true believer, we seek God's kingdom above all else that is in this world. Oh, this is one thing that's necessary for you and I, saints of God. Turn with me to Luke, the 10th chapter. People are not seeking after the kingdom of God. They're seeking after all the things of this world. And why? Because the ministry is preaching to them about a get-rich-quick scheme, about getting rich. Oh, saints of God, I want to be rich in God's love.
Amen.
I don't want to, you don't have to worry about material riches because our God is rich. He owns everything. And so when we serve Almighty God, we have money unlimited because God will supply all of our needs. He told us in the word of God, according to his riches in Christ Jesus. But look at what it says there in this scripture, verse 41. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. And you saints of God, you know all about this, how Jesus and Martha had gone to Jesus because Mary wasn't helping her and things that were going on. But look at what he said here. Martha, she was cumbered about serving and the various things that were happening. And she went to Jesus Christ. She talked about her, that her sister had left me to serve alone and bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. Listen to what he tells her. And Mary has chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Saints of God, have we chosen the good part? Have we chosen to get into the word of God? Have we chosen to love Almighty God? Praise our God. In your leisure, I ask you to read Matthew 23, throughout that chapter, how Jesus talked about the scribes and Pharisees. He recognized them this way. He said, woe unto you scribes and Pharisees. And then he said, hypocrites. We don't want to be hypocrites, saints. Oh, we don't want to be like the world. Sound bites for Jesus. No. We want to make sure that we are living according to God's eternal word. Our world today is producing a lot of Christians who have a lot of drive-by sayings, trying to connect with the world. You be blessed, have a Jesus-filled day, ain't God good? Trying to connect with people, but we want to connect with them in a genuine way. Oh yeah, many of these sayings are truths. They're found in the word of God. We don't want to use empty phrases. We want people to show people to Jesus Christ through the love of Jesus so that they will want to serve him in a godly way. We want them to know that he is the head of our life. Oh, I believe more than ever, people today need to see that we are real. That you and I are genuine believers of Christ Jesus and that Christ Jesus abides in us. As he told us in John, the 15th chapter. Turn with me there for a moment. Look at what he says in John 15, starting there with verse 4. Oh, we thank God for his word. He says there in verse 4, he said, abide in me, and I in you.
As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. Are we abiding in the vine? Because remember, he said in verse 1, I am the true vine. Here we go again, true. I am the true vine. He went on to say, except it abide, verse 4, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except you abide in me. He said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do what? Nothing. Oh, saints of God, without Jesus, we can do nothing. He goes on to say there, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Praise our God. What a promise. What a promise.
Thank you, Lord.
What a promise from Almighty God. Thank our God for his word. Thank our God for this union we have with Jesus Christ. Praise our God. See, our God, yes, he is holy. And he wants a close relationship with his people. I believe in my heart that is all we have to do is honor our Savior.
Amen.
He is the maker of heaven and earth. And he wants to share his love with you and I. That's why we were told in John 15:13, greater love has no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friend. Jesus is our friend. He laid down his life for us. Let us abide in him. Let us lift him up. Let us know that he is the Savior of our soul. Let us know that his love is what's holding us together today as we abide in him. The power of the love of Jesus Christ is what we are told. He died for you and I. Because of God's great love and mercy, we are saved today. Praise our God for his amazing grace. Oh, praise our God. Oh, thank God for it. We didn't deserve it. But thank God for his grace that he gave to you and I. You know, saints of God, when we go into the word of God and we see what our Savior went through, when you read Isaiah 53, and then you read the story of Christ agonizing in the Garden of Gethsemane in the Gospels, especially when you go to Luke's account of it, in Luke, that 22nd chapter, I marvel that our God would do all that just for you, just for me. But he did. He did so that we could abide in him, that we could remain in him, that we could endure and continue in his love. This is what it said in our scripture reading this morning. Turn with me back to 1 John. And what he said in verse 28 of that scripture, he said to us, and now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence. Oh, praise our God. I want to have confidence and know that when I abide, that I've abided in Jesus Christ in this life. I want to know that I've gleaned everything out of the word of God. If I can use your words, Brother Byrene, from the word of God, that I can glean from everything from the word of God and what the word of God is telling me, how to live my life, and that I can come back and get more if I need to get more from God's eternal word so that I can have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. How many want to be that way? How many want to know that when Jesus comes back, that you are going to be ready to go for Almighty God. Oh, praise our God. I'm looking forward, saints of God, to run, continue to run this race that God has set before me. I'm looking forward to continue studying in the word of God. I'm looking forward to our study, drawing closer to Almighty God. I'm looking forward to what our dear brother and Brother Levester and Brother Marie, the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord has been dealing with them on to share with you and I. Brother Levester shared with me that God has given him something very powerful to share with you and I, and I'm looking forward to that, because you know the word of God tells me in James, it says in James 4, verse 8, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Oh, these are important words for you and I, saints of God, this afternoon. You see, our world today cannot give enough time to Almighty God. Our world is running in a rat race right now.
We take time for everything else, but we don't take time for Almighty God. But when we draw nigh to God, we can trust God's character. We can take God at his word. We can take God as our only provider. And when we draw nigh to him, we know that when we're going through something in this life, that our God has us right there in his radar. He knows what is going on. And the word of God has told us, before we ask, I've already answered. And while we are yet speaking, our God will answer our humble cry unto him. Praise God. I know what I'm talking about this afternoon, saints of God, because my God has been there for me. He has been there. There are times when I remember Brother Byron said when he was going through his time of his cancer, and brother, there were times he couldn't even pray. There were times he couldn't get to the word of God. See, there are times, saints of God, where all of us have been pressed sore. There were times I can remember not long ago, and I've shared this with you before, when my mother was going through, there was a time when I really couldn't sit down and pray to Almighty God, but God knew my heart. God knew my soul. He knew where I stood with him, when all I could utter out to him, Lord, have mercy. My God knew what that Lord have mercy was all about. Why? Because I have a relationship with my Heavenly Father. I go to him in prayer. I go to him and I open up my heart, and my God has delivered me from the power of darkness, and I know he has delivered you from that same thing. And now we are all walking in God's light. Why? Because Jesus is abiding in us. Praise be to Almighty God.
Amen.
Praise our God. Thank you, Lord, for all that he's done for us. Our Savior opened up a way for us to go to God. Thank God we can abide in him. Don't allow this world to get us all wrapped up in the things that are going on, that we cannot see God. Allow this world and the things that are going on to trouble us, that we lose sight of who we believe in and what we believe. If you say to me, Sister Renee, I'm troubled by the things going on, I say to you, I am too. But what have you placed your hope in? I've placed mine in Jesus. I've turned my eyes upon Jesus. You see, I can't stop the violence. I can't stop the hurting. But I can give you Jesus. I can tell you about the one that is the solution to our world's problems. I'm reminded of the story in Acts, the third chapter. And I believe you, saints of God, remember this story, you Bible students, about the man at the gate called Beautiful. How when Peter and John were going into the temple at the hour of prayer, he asked of the alms. And Peter said to them, him there in verse 4, look at what it says. And Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John and said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. He was expecting to receive some money or some alms from them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. All I can give a soul today is Jesus. The hymn says, he satisfies. Joy he supplies. Life would be worthless without him. All things in Jesus I find.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
Our God. How many of us this afternoon have found that to be so? How many of us are abiding in Jesus Christ? Proverbs 3 verse 12 says, hope deferred maketh the heart sick, but when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. Oh, could it be that troubles and trials have made our hearts sick because we are placing our hope in that which does not satisfy? Let us place it in Jesus Christ. He wants us to place our hope in him. This is why he told us in the word of God in Matthew 6, verse 20, to lay up for yourself treasures in heaven. We're also told in Job 16, 13, behold, my witness is in heaven, and my record is on high. If your treasure and your hope is not in Christ this afternoon, then you can't be encouraged by his words when he says, be of good cheer. But if your hope is in him, then you can rest assured that no trials of this life can take you away from Almighty God. As I stated on last Lord's Day, found myself weeping, found myself sitting there crying about the world in which my grandchildren are going to grow up in. Reminded me of Jesus' words when he's talking to the daughters of Jerusalem. In Luke, the 23rd chapter, verse 28, when he said, "Weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children." And I know today, saints of God, there are many mothers and fathers that are weeping over the violence that has taken the lives of their children. None of us know what can happen. The power of this is one thing. We've got to have hope in Jesus. Whenever our Savior utters the phrase, "Take heart or be of good cheer," he always backs it up with some type of assurance for you and I.
Amen.
Praise our God. Let us stand on the word of God. Let us walk daily by our Savior's side. Let us walk in the wisdom that God has given us. Let us not be ignorant of the devil and all of his devices.
Amen.
Yes, we live in a world that is totally out of control right now. But the only thing we can give this world is Jesus Christ. The only thing we can tell them is about the love of Jesus Christ. All we can tell them is what the word of God says. Let us go back to our scripture reading as we close and look at what he says there in 1 John, that second chapter. Verse 24 says, "Let that therefore abide in you, which you had heard from the beginning." So we got to hold his word in our hearts, saints of God. We've heard God's word from the beginning of time. But we got to let it abide in us. He said, "If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father." That means that you and I, we will have a union with Jesus Christ. He said, and this is the promise. See, God has made us a promise that he has promised us even eternal life. "These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you. And ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, ye shall abide in him." And listen to these words, saints of God, and now little children. He's talking to you and I. He tells us to abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence, praise our God, and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. God bless you is my prayer.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Thank God for his word.
Amen. Praise our God.
Thank God. Abide in him. We abide. We're not in and out.
Amen.
But we abide. We dwell in him. Remain in him. Thank the Lord. In that same second chapter of John, if we just going a little earlier in the chapter, verse 6 says, "He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk even as he walked." If we say that we're abiding in Christ,
amen.
If we say that we are abiding in him, then we must walk the way he walked.
Amen.
That means there are a lot of things that people are doing or saying or ways that people are behaving that are the evidence that they're not abiding in him.
Amen. Praise our God.
If you say that you're abiding in Christ and you find yourself doing things that you know that we don't ever see in the word that Jesus ever did, then that's where the self-examination that Pastor Jenkins talked about has to come about. And then when we examine ourselves, we don't just examine ourselves and say, well, there it is, and don't do anything about it. But we go to God that we may be what he wants us to be.
Amen.
Amen.
So he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked.
Amen.
We have to talk the way Jesus talked. Amen. So there are things that we can't say.
Amen.
That old unregenerated us, that old unsaved us may have said some things. But when we abide in Christ, there are things that we just will not say because we know that it's not godly.
Amen.
There are things that that someone may say to us that we won't repeat. And not only will we not repeat it, we'll reprove what they've said. Because we want to abide in Christ. Come on, Sister Millicent. We want to continue to abide in him.
Amen.
And at verse 17, a little earlier than where our responsive reading was, says, and the world passeth away. We can see it passing away before our very eyes.
Oh, my.
It's on its way out. Mm-hmm. We can see that. It said, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Don't we want to abide forever?
Amen.
In the Lord. Having everlasting life is abiding forever. That's why Jesus came. That's why he gave his life on a cross. That when we believe in him, we might have everlasting life. That's abiding in him.
Amen.
But we can only do that if we obey him.
Amen.
I was thinking of a scripture as pastor, but she, one of the times that she took us to 1 Corinthians, and I was looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18 says, for the preaching of the cross, that's what happened this morning. That's what we've just heard.
Amen.
This is the preaching of the cross. Mm-hmm. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. None of us could have been saved without the power of God.
Amen.
No one who is in sin right now can be saved without the power of God.
Amen.
And we know that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If there's one who is not saved, and they heard this message and don't receive it, then it's foolishness unto them.
Amen.
But if the preaching of the cross is foolishness unto you, then you're rejecting. You're not rejecting Pastor Jenkins.
Amen.
You're rejecting God.
Amen.
And his righteousness and his mercy and his goodness and his salvation. If we've heard the preaching today and we don't walk, if we say that we are abiding in Christ and we're not walking even as he walked, then we're rejecting the word of God. We don't want to do that. We don't want to do because it will cause us to perish.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Abide in him. Amen. That is our admonition this morning from the message.
Amen.
Abide in him. Remain in him.
Amen.
Get in him and remain
Amen.
In him. Amen. That's our admonition, that's our encouragement. That's our reproof this morning. All at the same time.
Amen.
And depending upon where we are in the Lord,
Amen.
That tells us what it is for us.
Amen.
What shall we sing?
393.
393 in the worship of the Lord.
Amen.
393, shall we stand?
Oh, soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. Turn your look full in his wonderful face, and the things of the earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of the earth will grow strangely dim.
My.
In the light of his glory and grace.
That verse we just sang.
Praise
that through death into life everlasting he passed, says, and we follow him there. When we move from sin to salvation, we pass from death into life. We're told in the word of God, well, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren.
Yeah.
Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, mm-hmm. which is given unto us. Mm-hmm. So when we follow Christ, we pass from a dead life in sin to living a life of righteousness in him. And we have to live that life. Yet the old things have passed away. Those old things, those old ways of life, those old ways of looking at things, those old ways that we would get upset with something when we see it. Even things that are happening in the world, things that are happening in the government, things that are happening out on the street. Mm-hmm. We're not out marching in the street.
Amen.
Because we know that's not going to bring about the change that is necessary. It takes God moving on a heart.
Yes.
It's a spiritual change. It's a spiritual transformation.
Yes.
And there's nothing that civil activism is going to do
exactly.
That's going to change the hearts of mankind.
My.
So it takes us passing from a dead state of sin into being alive in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. And in that way, over us, sin no more hath dominion. Says, for more than conquerors we are. In order to abide in him, first we have to reach that point to be in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And that can only happen when we turn our eyes on Jesus. Mm-hmm. Pastor Jenkins preached about getting caught up in things, mm-hmm. that the devil tries to distract us and tries to disappoint us and tries to divide us.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what the devil does.
Mm-hmm.
But she also gave us a scripture that says we're not ignorant of his devices. So don't allow yourself to be taken advantage of by the devil.
Yes. Amen.
Because he is an oppressor. And if we allow our minds to get so wrapped up in things that are happening around us, he will oppress us and it will become a burden on us.
Yes.
And on our mind and on our back. And we'll just, oh, this is happening. Oh, just turn your eyes upon Jesus. Stop
yes.
looking around and look up.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you.
Don't allow the devil to oppress you.
Yes.
Because he will try to bring his oppression upon the saints.
Yes.
And then turn your thoughts aside. And cause you to feel so, have so much heaviness in your heart and on you, to where you're no longer looking at him.
Yes.
Turn your eye upon Jesus. This is not just for people to see. We're talking to saints this morning as well.
Yes.
Don't allow Satan to get an advantage. They say he'll try to get a toehold and then a foothold, and when he's got your heart, he's got a stronghold, and you'll fall. Amen. Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
Yeah.
Sing that last verse.
His word shall not fail you. He promised. Believe him and all will be well.
My.
Then go to a world that is dying. His perfect salvation to tell. Turn your eyes.
Amen.
We're told to lift our eyes unto the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord. Amen. We can abide in him. Amen. Thank you, Sister Millicent. Amen. Amen. How many got their portion?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We have, and abiding in Christ is it's something that we actively do. You say, well, I'm gonna abide in Christ and I'm just gonna be this lump. Because if you're just a lump, the devil's gonna come and mess with that lump.
Amen.
And try to turn you aside.
Amen.
But we're looking to the Lord, we're asking for his direction, we're asking for his leading, we're praying to him. We're doing self-examination.
Amen.
We're saying, Lord, examine me. Lord, show me me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm persuaded in this message, there's a years ago, I'm trying to remember that there was an evangelist that came, and Pastor Wibble was pastor, and he's saying, we're going to show the house to the house. Meaning, those who are in Christ, who are abiding in Christ, examine yourself. What does God require of the church of God? If you're going to be a member in particular of the church of God, what does God require of us in order to be his children indeed, his true children? Amen. Amen. He requires us to obey.
Amen.
He requires us to do all those things that will strengthen us and keep us.
Amen.
And we heard so many of them today. I hope we were writing these down. I hope we will go and look and read through again. And those scriptures that were called out that Pastor said, read this scripture, and meditate on what was said. Because God sent this for our souls.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Is there anyone who has a special need this morning? Amen. Is there anyone? Amen. 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 We're going to look to the Lord in prayer. The dear God, our Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your word today. Lord, we thank you, dear Father, because, Lord, we know, Lord, that you're giving us, Lord, those things that we'll need, dear God. Lord, we don't know, dear Father, those things that are to come, Lord. We only know those things that have already occurred, Lord, but you already know, Lord, the end from the beginning. And, Lord, we're persuaded, dear God, that you sent this message, Lord, to help us. Lord, to help us to stand, dear God, even in this evil day and time. Lord, you sent this word, dear God, that we may be fully furnished, dear God, unto all good works. Lord, you sent this message, dear God, that we may have on your whole armor, dear God.
Amen.
Lord, that we may stand against the wiles of the devil, Lord. Lord, you told us, dear God, after we have done all, to stand. So that just lets us know, Lord, that there's some things that we have to do, dear God, in order to be prepared to stand. So, Lord, give us grace, dear God. Father, we thank you, Lord, that your word went forth in power, dear God. Lord, we know it was the power of God. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would remember each and every one of us, dear God. Help us, Lord, to measure to your word. Help us, Lord, to examine ourselves, dear God, whether we be in the faith, dear Father, even as you've instructed us. Lord, remember our pastor, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for her. And Lord, you said to remember her, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, Lord, that you would continue to pour out your spirit upon her, dear God. Give her an extra portion of grace, dear God. And Lord, whatever the request is of her heart, dear God, Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would grant it, dear Father. Lord, that she might be strengthened in thee, dear God. And Lord, remember each of us, dear God, because each one of us, Lord, needs to be strengthened in the inner man, Lord, as you've instructed us in your word. Help us, dear Father, to study, to show ourselves approved of thee, dear God, that we need not be ashamed, Lord, because we're rightly dividing the word of truth. And Lord, we know the only way that we can rightly divide it, dear God, is if we study it, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would open our understanding, dear God. Help us, Lord, to keep our minds stayed on thee and our eyes trained on Jesus, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for what our hearts and our ears have heard this morning. morning, dear Father. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us to measure to your word, dear God. Help us, Lord, if we profess, Lord, to know you, dear God, to abide in you. Lord, that help us, Lord, to walk even as Jesus walked, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able to keep us, Lord, by your grace. And, Lord, Father, when we need an extra portion of grace, Lord, we know, Lord, all we have to do, Lord, is come to you, dear Father, and pour out our heart, Lord, and you will be our supply, dear God. Lord, you even told the Apostle Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would give us, Lord, the grace that we need in order to stand, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your word today. Lord, you saw each upraised hand, dear Father. Lord, you know, dear God, how we received your word, Lord, because you know each of our hearts, dear Father. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, help your word, Lord, to grow in our hearts, dear Father. Lord, that we would be able, Lord, not only not to sin against you, dear God, but, Lord, to thrive, dear God, in thee, and, Lord, to be a help to someone else. Now, have your way, dear God. And once again, dear Father, we thank you, Lord, for your eternal word and pray, dear God, that it may grow in us, dear God, that we may be examples of believers to this dark world. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Lord, not forgetting, Lord, if there's any, dear God, who are unsaved, if there are any, dear God, Lord, who heard this word this morning, dear God, Lord, and who don't know you in the pardon of their sins, Lord, we're praying, dear God, Lord, that your word, that your spirit would continue, dear God, to strive with them. Lord, we pray, Lord, that your spirit would continue to speak to them, dear God. Lord, bring it to their hearts and to their minds, Father. Lord, we know, Lord, how your spirit is able to work, Lord, because when we were in sin, dear God, your spirit worked on us, dear God. And so we know, Lord, that you're able, dear God, to bring it to their remembrance, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, Lord, that you would speak to their hearts, dear God, and, Lord, that they would turn, Lord, to serve you, Lord, while there is yet time. For we know, dear God, that the hour is late, dear Father, and, Lord, that the time, Lord, of Jesus' return is nearer, Lord, than when we believed. So, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts, dear God, Lord, that if, Lord, perhaps, dear Father, they may be able, dear God, to be brought to thee. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Praise our God.
Amen.
Thank God for the word.
Thank God for his blessings on you, Pastor. Amen. Our announcements for Sunday, April 25th, 2021. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Reminder, stay up on your vitamin D. The time is here to start preparing for the November turkey giveaway to the community. The canister is available for contributions. In the book, What the Bible Teaches, which is our kind of our study guide for our Bible study, we are studying about drawing closer to God. The spring dates are May 24th through the 28th, and this lesson will continue into the fall. The fall dates are September 20th through the 24th. Please read chapters 4, 5, 6, 7, and 11 in the book What the Bible Teaches. Please pray for our facilitators, Brother Levester Jackson and Brother Maurice Blake, as they are preparing to give us what the Lord has shared with them. Continue to pray for this work in the Lord. Wednesday night prayer meeting and Bible study will be 7 p.m. by phone. Thank God for the Bible study.
Amen.
Amen. Happy birthday blessings today to Matthew Jenkins. Again, happy birthday, Matthew. 15 years old. Amen. I can remember when I turned 15. Amen. So it's a big deal. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen. We thank God for our bus drivers, for the month of April, and going into May, because next Lord's Day, if it be to be the Lord's will, next Sunday will be May 2nd, I believe. So we thank God for our bus drivers and for blessing Brother Pierre. And please lift up Sister Millicent McElroy and Brother Mann in prayer as they're scheduled to drive on next Lord's Day. So lift them up in prayer this week. Also, remember Brother Byrene, number one, for the Bible study on Wednesday night, but also he also picks up Brother Javier when Brother Javier is in town to bring him to church. And so it's just another branch of our drivers. And so remember him much in prayer also. Our thought for today, the bread of life never gets stale.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Or moldy. Amen. No, that's right. You remember, Jesus said he is the bread that came down from heaven. So, amen. Thank the Lord. So glad to be here today. So glad for everyone who is here. And just thank God for this service. Truly bless. I always blesses my soul. And I'm just glad to be here and be able to see you and to be able to be with the saints. Amen. Is there anyone who wishes to express themselves before we dismiss? Or if there are any announcements that need to be made? Any other announcements? Yes. We'll continue to remember Brother Robert Williams' family and their bereavement. Yeah. Sister Mildred Thompson, she used to attend here. So, yes, well, she used to attend services here. In fact, wasn't it Yvonne, her daughter? Yvonne, uh-huh. Yes, I remember because she used to sing in the youth choir, I believe. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Yes, Sister Kiba.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
But I was able to get it off.
Thank
the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. In the parking lot. In the parking lot. Yeah. Amen. Thank the Lord. Yes, it does. Amen. Yes, Brother Robert. Yes.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Amen. Amen. Good to see you, Brother Robert. Amen. Amen. God bless you. So please, shall we stand? Be dismissed.
Amen.
Sister Lawrence Seen, would you dismiss us in prayer? And please remember Brother Williams' request and remember him in prayer. He has a doctor's appointment tomorrow. So we're glad to have you back, Brother Robert.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.